Tree has you covered. Protect your citrus trees and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Goldleaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Goldleaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend. That means it's time for a couple of hours of health information brought to you via Intelligent Medicine. That means the best of high-tech medicine and the best of natural therapies. Glad to be here with you. Can't think of a place I'd rather be on a weekend than sharing vital health information with you. 877-726-8255 is your line to come directly into the doctor's office, and you can pose a question or share a comment or a health experience. 877-726-8255. We're anxious to hear from you. Also, that number available to you 24/7, 365, because some of you listen to this program via our podcasts. And that means that you can call anytime you like and record a question. We'll take some of those recorded questions later in today's program. We've got some good ones queued up for you. 877-726-8255. Okay, let's go. Let's talk about hypertension and diet. And this is probably one of the most fraught areas, fraught with controversy in the realm of nutrition, maybe akin to the debate over whether you should be on a plant-based diet or whether you should be on a diet that includes ample amounts of animal protein, lots of studies pro and con on that. The controversy around hypertension centers around the effects of dietary sodium on blood pressure. And it's gone back and forth. In fact, in 2017, I shared with you the results of a study that suggests that au contraire, low amounts of sodium are associated with a higher blood pressure, and relatively high amounts of sodium in the diet are associated with normal blood pressure. This is a study that was done on 2,632 men and women between the ages of 30 and 64 who were part of the Framingham study. That's a big study looking long-term at outcomes for people. Framingham study named after Framingham, Massachusetts, which is along the way to Boston from New York on 95. You pass it by, and then I go, oh, hey, that's where they do the Framingham study. Average community in the United States. Over a 16-year follow-up period, the researchers observed that the participants who consumed under 25 milligrams of sodium each day, which is the threshold for sodium consumption. It's thought that you shouldn't consume more than 2,500 milligrams of sodium per day. That's a part of the dietary guidelines. But those who adhered to that actually had higher blood pressures than those who consumed higher amounts of sodium. So they say that this represents what's called a J-shaped relationship. If you look at the letter J, it starts a little high, and then it goes low, and then it goes high. So in other words, On the left-hand side, that might represent the people on a very low sodium diet. They might have a higher risk than people at the bottom of the J who are on a moderate sodium diet. And then, of course, at the very high threshold, you know, people, you know, consuming lots and lots of chips, salty meats, condiments that are rich in sodium, and all the fast food that you eat, restaurant food that you eat, that's laced with a lot of sodium. So that represents the high part of the letter J, where risk increases. So the one of the authors of this study, Dr. Lynn Moore, says, quote, and this is a pretty impressive quote, "We saw no evidence that a diet lower in sodium had any long-term beneficial effects on blood pressure. Our findings add to growing evidence that current recommendations for sodium intake may be misguided." What they did find is that higher potassium intake was protective. The people who had the highest blood pressure had the lowest intake of sodium and potassium. Those who had the highest intakes of both sodium and potassium had normal blood pressure, which is reassuring to me because I consume a lot of sodium. I can't think of a salad that I don't put some salt on, a little bit of chicken or fish that I don't put a little salt on. I consume a relatively high sodium diet. I also exercise a lot and I sweat a lot. So maybe that has something to do with my tolerance for sodium. But I also consume a lot of potassium-rich plant-based foods. So maybe that explains my normal blood pressure. Of course, the effects of exercise are added into that. All right, fast forward to 2023. And this seems like a pretty conclusive study, okay, because pushing back on those people who say sodium doesn't matter. And the question that they answer in the study, this is a recent study, just came out. What is the impact of dietary sodium intake on blood pressure in middle-aged to elderly individuals? Well, let's keep in mind that the previous study looked at individuals from 30 to 64, okay? Now, this study, we're comparing apples and oranges, looks at middle-aged to elderly individuals. Perhaps that accounts for the difference in the study results, because older individuals may be less resilient when it comes to sodium. Kidney function is decreased. Maybe they're a little more overweight. Maybe they're exercising less. Turns out that 1 in 3 American adults take blood pressure medication. So it's an interesting study from 2023. They say here that dietary sodium recommendations are debated, partly due to variable blood pressure response to sodium intake. They acknowledge that previous studies have had mixed results. Furthermore, the blood pressure effect of dietary sodium among individuals taking antihypertensive medications is under study. In other words, all right, you're already taking blood pressure medication. Do you still need to restrict your sodium? I mean, the medication's taking care of your blood pressure, so should you restrict your sodium? All right, well, the study design included middle-aged to senior individuals. The average age was 61, so they're a little older than in this other study that showed sodium doesn't count. 25% had normal blood pressure, not in blood pressure medications. 20% had controlled hypertension on medications. 31% had uncontrolled hypertension. In other words, the medications weren't even doing the trick for them. They were on meds, but they still had high blood pressure by usual criteria. And 25%, a quarter, had untreated hypertension. So there's a mixed population there. So the intervention was that either they were put on a low-sodium diet, approximately 500 milligrams daily total. That's hard to achieve. That's a very bland diet. Versus a high-sodium diet, 2,200 milligrams of added sodium. And here's what they found. The average change in mean arterial blood pressure between high and low-sodium diets was 4 milligrams of mercury, which did not significantly differ by hypertension status. In other words, you lowered it whether you had normal blood pressure, whether you had high blood pressure, whether you're treated, whether you're untreated, whether it was sky high, or whether it was properly treated with medication. So Compared with a high-sodium diet, the low-sodium diet induced a decline in mean arterial pressure in 73.4% of individuals, so the majority of individuals. And 46% of individuals had a 5 milligram or greater decline in blood pressure between a high-sodium and low-sodium diet. That's classifying 46% of individuals as salt-sensitive. So their conclusion is that the decline in blood pressure from high to low sodium diet was independent of hypertension status. It didn't matter whether you had high or low blood pressure. Everybody got their blood pressure down a little bit. And antihypertensive medication use. All right. So what do we make of these? How do we reconcile these studies? Well, for one, the diet that they used was a very, very low sodium diet, a diet that has very poor tolerability. And to get maybe 4 milligrams, millimeters of mercury reduction in blood pressure, systolic blood pressure, that's not a big whoop for a diet that some people would find unsustainable. Number two, this is an older population. So what I think one should conclude from that is that sodium restriction is not worthless. Sodium restriction is appropriate for many people with high blood pressure or with other risk factors for cardiovascular disease. Can make a difference, but is it good for everyone? Is it something that should be recommended overall as part of our dietary guidelines? And the answer is probably no, but we need better ways of discriminating for whom a diet that is low in sodium would be beneficial. There are certain, maybe we need to have a better sense of how to administer personalized nutrition guidelines to people based on certain characteristics. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We welcome your phone calls during this hour of Intelligent Medicine. This holiday season, give the gift of decadent, high-flavanol dark chocolate to your loved ones. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular deaths. The FDA recently issued a qualified health claim saying that high-flavanol cocoa may help prevent cardiovascular disease. Flavonatrol's dark chocolate bars and cocoa powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate with great flavor and minimal sugar. So this holiday season, do what I'll be doing and gift your loved ones with decadent dark chocolate that has the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. Just go to flavonaturals.com and use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $30. That's flavonaturals.com, coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off now through December 10th. Get it in time for Christmas at flavonaturals.com. With winter coming, and all the health issues it brings, now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be and to build your natural immunity. It's time to empower your immune system. Empower supercharges your immunity because it's made from AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts to ever come out of Japan. It's been shown to enhance your immune protection by over 300%, and it has the robust research to prove it. Empower is my first go-to when it comes to immune support. I personally take it daily and prescribe it to my patients in need of immune support. And who doesn't these days? If you're looking for a way to supercharge your immune system protection and build your natural immunity, Empower is the solution for you. For more information and order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518, 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout and get a 20% first-time discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for Empower.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, celebrating the 16th annual Subaru Share the Love event, going on now through January 2nd. For every new Subaru purchased or leased during the event, Subaru will donate a minimum of $300 to charities like the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. To learn more, go to Subaru.com/share. Subaru, more than a car company.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community.
In Wisconsin, students at a Kakani Elementary School waited and saved all year to help make local veterans feel special. Each year, the students at Park Community Charter School play an important role in the community's Veterans Day ceremony. Throughout the year, students put coins into a jar. On Veterans Day, the money is donated to local veterans in need. The students also sing a song for the veterans, thanking them for their service. Since Veterans Day falls on a weekend this year, the school held its own ceremony Tuesday so all the students could attend. The yearly collection totaled to about $360. Michael Weaver, Senior Vice Commander of the VFW 3319, says the gesture is heartwarming. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Hey, Warren Eckstein here, host of The Pet Show on Radio America. For over 43 years on TV and radio, I've been helping people resolve any behavior issues they may be having with their dogs and cats, or more likely, any issues your pets may be having with you. If you really want to understand your dogs and cats as well as they understand you, never miss The Pet Show. From litter box issues to humping dogs, I cover it all. So hop on my couch with your pets and let the animal analyzing begin on The Pet Show, just like this listener.
Hi, I want to tell you that you gave me some of the best information I've ever gotten. It was about my dog barking. I have a Yorkie, and you said, go over and say, thank you, thank you. Now that's enough. And I did that, and I did it a couple of times, and it stopped her from barking.
You know, I am a genius, by the way.
It was amazing. I tell more people about it. They don't really work with it or get it. And it's absolutely a wonderful idea because it works.
Tune into The Pet Show with me, Warren Eckstein, weekly at Radio America.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. We've got a call from Robert in Staten Island. Hi, Robert. How are you?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. Good to hear you. I'm 80 years of age, male, and my cholesterol was 225. HDL was 91, and LDL 117, triglycerides 22. And I told the doctor, of course, the other numbers were high. You know, I don't think I need any kind of a statin.
Mm-hmm. And what did the doctor say? The doctor insisted
she
you
agreed.
Take a statin?
She agreed. She didn't push it. She said the HDL was 91 and the triglycerides only 22.
So I have a question for you. Have you saved a little bit of money, through your long life of hard work?
Oh, I should get a calcium scan, you think?
No. This is what I'm saying. You're anticipating. What I'm saying is that pretty much rest assured you're going to need that money because you're going to be around for quite a long time. You can get a calcium scan, but I'm not sure that would reveal very much. It might reveal a little bit of calcium deposition in your arteries, but you're 80, and, you know, a normal lifespan, would be, perhaps reaching into the 90s or even past 100 for you. But it'd be hard to imagine that you could develop cardiovascular disease even with a relatively low score over a short period of time. So this is kind of an example of how, if you called up and you said, hi, I'm Robert from Staten Island, and, I'm 40 years old, and I have these high numbers. And we might say, well, the LDL is kind of high. We would want to look at whether this is starting at an early age to cause deposition of calcium. It's a little different in terms of intervention for an 80-year-old. There's not that much evidence that 80-year-olds, especially females, but to a large extent men, past the age of 70 or so, benefit a lot from what's called primary prevention with statin drugs. Secondary prevention, Secondary prevention means, you know, trying to shut the barn door after the horse got out. In other words, you already have pre-existing heart disease. You've had a stent, you've had a heart attack, you have angina, or you have a very high calcium score, or an angiogram that shows that there's a lot of plaque. So I would say in your case, you know, clear sailing. I don't have a big problem with telling you that you can listen to your doctor's suggestions, because doctors these days are very aggressive, and even a conventional physician doesn't want to put you on a statin. I don't think it would make a lot of sense.
May I share with you something regarding hypertension that
yeah.
I think you and your listeners really would find valuable?
Yeah.
Okay. I've always had, like, moderate blood pressure between 30, 45. I tried, you know, guided breathing, meditation, Tai Chi. It helped somewhat, but still I wanted to get it, say, you know, always below 125. I read the research about isometric training, and
yeah.
I got a, you know, a hand gripper and,
yes.
and did it for 2 minutes. I've been doing it twice a day, each hand, holding it, no movement for 2 minutes. I was amazed for the first time in years, Dr. Hoffman, when I saw my doctor last week. She took my blood pressure. Usually it's sky high the first time. I have a white coat, hypertension too. It was 116. And the only difference was that I began using the hand grip in an isometric manner,
yeah.
holding it for 220.
So, yeah, let me mention, yeah, this is actually something that was formerly a sponsor. We have something that was a device that, you know, recorded your grip strength and had, you know, programmed you for grip. It turns out that isometric exercise with hand grip can be very effective for blood pressure. You have to do it right. You have to do it in, you know, a prescribed way. But isometric exercise is important. Another way to do isometric exercise is to do what are called planks, which is kind of a yoga move, but it's also a conventional exercise move where you actually, you know, you hold yourself like a plank, you know, with your arms outstretched, just like doing a push-up without actually doing a push-up and holding yourself for 15, 30, 45, 60, up to 90 seconds. And that actually has a normalizing effect on blood pressure. This is so-called isometric exercise, and the various ways to do it, like even, you know, squatting against a wall, you know, where you kind of form a chair position. That is what's called an isometric exercise. Very helpful for blood pressure. So thanks for that tip. 877-726-8255, our number. When we return, more of your calls, more your questions. You've got a lot more coming up on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine, so stay tuned. If you're looking to maintain peak brain health, I'd like to introduce you to a cutting-edge new brain support formula from my friends at Thorne, Cinequel. If you're recovering from a head injury or play contact sports, you should pay special attention. Cinequel is formulated with the best research nutrients that support healthy brain structure and cognitive function. Cinequel's active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and help protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths: Cinequel for everyday maintenance, and Cinequel Plus, which provides higher amounts of certain nutrients for shorter-term post-impact support. For more information and to purchase Cinequel, just go to drhoffman.com/thorn. There, you'll also find some of my other favorite Thorn products. That's drhoffman.com/thorn for the essential nutritional brain support formula, Cinequel.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic aged garlic extract, odorless, and organically grown. Kyolic aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decoration, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Look at the news. We'll show that Iranian proxies are raining munitions, missiles, and various types of explosive devices on American bases, shaking up Americans, not killing any, but resulting in traumatic brain injuries. What's going on there, and what can be done about it? 877-726-8255 our number, and you can record questions, and let's hear one of those.
I have a question on some blood work and urine and analysis routine, just a follow-up visit with one of my doctors, and she has a number of tests being done. One of them that she did was a routine urine analysis and a protein and creatine, urine test. So two questions, real quick. The ketones were found. This just says a trace, and that's abnormal. Also, with the protein creatine ratio was high, and I'm wondering if you can help me out with that as far as why it would be high and if there's anything that I can do to try to get that back in the normal range.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is actually kind of illustrates the perils and pitfalls sometimes of getting copies of your blood test. When your doctor tells you that you're fine, but then you look at your blood test and something is abnormal. So it says, you know, typically without any kind of interpretation, the lab will spit out something that's out of range. It's either low or high. And, you know, what does that mean? Well, your doctor doesn't think it's consequential. And I don't think it's consequential because typically when you're instructed to go for a blood test, they tell you to go fasting. When you fast, you produce what are called ketone bodies. In fact, that's the basis of the ketogenic diet. Ketogenic diet or intermittent fasting can increase the level of ketones, which are thought to be healthy for your brain, but also provide kind of a steady state of energy as opposed to glucose, which fluctuates, and you have ups and downs of blood glucose, but when you don't eat or when you're on a ketogenic diet where there's very low or no carbs, you're going to get ketones in your blood. It's going to come out in your urine, and that's an indication that you're in ketosis. In fact, people buy ketone meters, people who are avid followers of the ketogenic diet, to see if they're achieving ketogenic status. And that was actually something that Dr. Atkins pioneered because he would give his patients keto sticks when they're on the very low-carb diet to see if they really were adhering and if they're reaching a point where they're in a fat-burning mode. So that's not a problem. I don't know why they gave you a protein. You said creatine, but it's creatinine. Creatinine is a measure of kidney function, and protein in the urine can sometimes be a problem if that's really urine, but usually that's reflected on a blood test. It's actually high ratio protein to creatinine is the opposite of a problem because it means that the proteins in your blood, albumin, which reflects good nutritional status, and the immunoglobulins, which reflect good immune status, are present, and the creatinine is relatively low, so you have a high ratio of the protein to the creatinine, if I'm interpreting that correctly. And that's a good thing. That means you're not on your way to kidney failure. So I would reassure you that, you know, in spite of the fact that you look at the test and it's alarming, high, low, whatever, you know, it's still a human being, a health practitioner, has to interpret this in the light of what they're seeing in front of them, which is your presentation as a healthy person, and make a judgment call as to whether it's relevant, which it probably isn't. All right, 877-726-8255. Let's get to the story, which is about blast exposures. Now, this is not just a theoretical thing. I mean, we've had a lot of IED injuries in Afghanistan and in Iraq during those conflicts, but we're still seeing Americans who are hunkered down in bases in Syria and in Iraq who are being attacked by Iranian proxies. And while the good news is that nobody's been killed yet, a lot of these servicemen and women are experiencing traumatic brain injuries. They're getting concussed. And so they did a study on this at the behest of the U.S. Department of Defense at University of Virginia. And they looked at the brains of 9 special operations personnel exposed to blasts. And the study found that increased blast exposure was associated with increased brain inflammation and reduced volume and thickness of brain structures. Now, that is reminiscent of something that I shared with you last week, which is about soccer players, not even professional soccer players, but amateur soccer players who hated the ball a lot. They had the same types of brain changes from the concussion of getting hit on the head with a ball, even without documented concussions, just from regular repeated contact. And they say that this could affect several key brain functions, including memory, motor skills, and emotional regulation. You know, we see a lot of PTSD. Maybe a component of PTSD is that guys and gals are getting hit in the head. So the quote is from the radiologist who led the study. This is the first study to directly demonstrate increased inflammation in the brains of service members who were exposed to small blasts. Small blasts. Not necessarily, you know, blasts that make you unconscious, but exposure to small blasts over career can cause brain changes. So they say this is part of an $8 million U.S. Department of Defense grant exploring the role of brain inflammation in military personnel exposed to blast shockwaves. Well, I say, number one, you know, let's protect these guys. Number two, let's make the Iranian proxies stop. But in a remarkable podcast that I did this week with one of my favorite guests, Dr. Robert Rowntree, he shared with us the background behind a novel nutritional supplement that was actually designed for people with head injuries. And it addresses inflammation. Its name is Cinequel, the quell being a reference to its ability to tamp down inflammation. So good segue to let me share information with you about it. If you're looking to maintain peak brain health, whether or not you've had a head injury, because the same mechanisms apply in neurodegenerative disease, I'd like to introduce you a cutting-edge new brain support formula from my friends at Thorne. It's called Cinequel. If you're recovering from a head injury or play contact sports, you should pay special attention. Cinequel is formulated with the best research nutrients that support healthy brain structure and cognitive function. Cinequel's active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and help protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths, Cinequel for everyday maintenance, which I take, and Cinequel Plus, which provides higher amounts of certain nutrients for shorter-term post-impact support. For more information and to purchase Cinequel, just go to dearhoffman.com/thorn. It's spelled with an E, T-A-H-O-R-N-E. There you'll also find some of my other favorite Thorn products. That's dearhoffman.com/thorn for the essential nutritional brain support formula, Cinequel. Check it out. All right, this morning, it's a little warmer. You know, we've had some cold, blustery weather. And when I grew up in Southern California, it was always, you know, great weather. It's almost never an excuse to not run. But here, I used to think that running outside was a daunting proposition. That's before I got used to the climate here. And I remember my first run on Thanksgiving Day. I said, oh, my goodness, you can actually run outside in the Northeast on November 24th or November 25th. But I tried to run year-long, and I got now the clothes and the right mental attitude to undertake it. And this morning, there was a little break in the weather, and I ran outside. So interesting study here about preventing knee replacement surgery. And it turns out, amazing statistics, 790,000 knee replacements are done each year in the United States. The average cost is 31,000, although there are vast discrepancies, because in some places you can get a knee replacement for on the cheap for $11,000. That's in Montgomery, Alabama, versus here in New York City. Everything's more expensive. $69,500 for the same knee surgery. So go figure. It's a great surgery if you're really immobile and you can't do anything, can't exercise. But unfortunately, the dissatisfaction rate with knee replacements, according to statistics, is anywhere from 6 to 30%. 50,000 hip replacement surgeries. So the story here, stronger thigh muscles may help prevent knee replacement surgery. So something as simple as some exercise to strengthen your thighs, and it could be squats or it could be, you know, working out on the machines. There's things you can do at home. I mean, you can do squats in your living room, you know, even without weight. It's going to help make your knee more stable. It's about the quadricep muscles, which are the muscles on the tops of your legs, the upper part of your leg on the front surface. Research is reporting that having stronger quadricep muscles may help lower a person's risk of having knee replacement surgery. Stronger muscles in the thigh can help stabilize the knee joint and reduce pressure on it. Activities like running, cycling, weightlifting, and yoga, there are yoga positions which really make your thighs burn, are among ways to strengthen leg muscles. So don't skip those leg days. It turns out that leg muscles help stabilize the knee joint, especially the extensor muscles on the front of the thigh and the hamstrings and back. The two muscles act as counterforces, and the balance between them helps to protect the knee joint. So they did a study. The researchers compared 67 people that had total knee replacement in a single knee with 67 control participants who had their original knees. They compared MRIs, and what they found was that higher volumes of the quadriceps muscles, the hamstrings, and the gracilis, which is a long, thin muscle on the inside of the thigh, were also linked with lower odds of total knee replacement. So there you have it. Don't skip your leg days because, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, what do I do now that I'm bone on bone and they tell me I need a knee replacement? I say, well, you know, let's go back in time. What could you have done preventively? Same thing with back problems, same thing with a lot of problems. Prevention is the key to addressing the enormous number of people who have to undergo these procedures. And they're great. You know, it's a modern miracle because you can go from immobility to walking with a knee prosthetic. But why go there if there's a way to prevent it? 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Hey, Warren Eckstein here, host of The Pet Show on Radio America. For over 43 years on TV and radio, I've been helping people resolve any behavior issues they may be having with their dogs and cats, or more likely, any issues your pets may be having with you. If you really want to understand your dogs and cats as well as they understand you, never miss The Pet Show. From litter box issues to humping dogs, I cover it all. So hop on my couch with your pets and let the animal analyzing begin on The Pet Show, just like this listener.
Hi, I want to tell you that you gave me some of the best information I've ever gotten. It was about my dog barking. I have a Yorkie, and you said, go over and say, thank you, thank you. Now that's enough. And I did that, and I did it a couple of times, and it stopped her from barking.
You know, I am a genius, by the way.
It was amazing. I tell more people about it. They don't really work with it or get it. And it's absolutely a wonderful idea because it works.
Tune into The Pet Show with me, Warren Eckstein, weekly at Radio America.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. That's 800-945-4062.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 for calls. And when it comes to COVID, we made a lot of mistakes. We called for measures that didn't help very much. So when people were afflicted with COVID, first of all, we said, let's all stay at home. Well, that didn't help very much. And then they came up with, I know, let's have everyone take the precaution of wearing masks. And then, I know, let's try vaccines. And then people would still get COVID. I mean, albeit perhaps a milder form of COVID. We can acknowledge maybe it might have helped some people have less serious outcomes. Then there, remember those plexiglass barriers? I know, let's install plexiglass barriers everywhere in supermarkets, in, you know, all these places where the air could travel around it. Even kind of when I first saw that, I said, how do we know that that's making a difference? But they did it anyway at the cost of millions and millions of dollars. And then they came up with the idea of, and it's eminently sensible, makes sense, let's get air cleaners, let's get better ventilation. And so at the cost of millions of dollars, ventilation systems were upgraded to purify the air and get the germs out. Well, they did a study on this, new study. It's done in the UK. They say that air cleaners are designed to filter pollutants or contaminants out of the air that passes through them. When the COVID pandemic hit, many large companies and governments, including the National Health Service, the British military, and New York City and regional German governments, investigated installing this type of technology in a bid to reduce airborne virus particles in buildings and small spaces. But these treatment technologies can be expensive. So, therefore, this study was undertaken to weigh the benefits against the costs and to understand whether these technologies really worked. So the research team studied evidence about whether air cleaning technologies make people safe from catching airborne respiratory or gastrointestinal infections. They looked at 32 studies, all conducted in real-world settings like schools or senior care homes. So far, none of the studies of air treatment started during the COVID era have been published. But in short, we found no strong evidence that air treatment technologies are likely to protect people in real-world settings. So, yeah, what kind of makes sense? Let's filter the air. Let's get the germs out. But possibly you can reduce pollutants, and that's a good thing. You know, all these airborne particles in urban environments, yeah, we want to get that air out. And that is, there's no question, 100% that's harmful. Or the potential for reducing allergens, people who have severe allergies. Well, maybe you can suck out some of the pollen and some of the airborne particles that trigger allergic reactions. But they actually say that our results are disappointing, but it's vital that public health decision makers have a full picture. So they're awaiting studies during COVID to come out, but apparently it's yet another strategy to curb outbreaks not working. Here's a strategy that I've adopted and I recommend that you adopt. With winter coming and all the health issues it brings, now is the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be and to build your natural immunity. The time to empower your immune system. That's IMM power. Empower supercharges your immunity because it's made from AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts to ever come out of Japan. It's been shown to enhance your immune protection by over 300%. Good studies to support that and has the robust research to prove it. Empower is my first go-to when it comes to immune support. I personally take it daily and prescribe it to my patients in need of immune support, and who doesn't these days? So if you're looking for a way to supercharge your immune system protection and build your natural immunity, Empower is the solution for you. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800-422-5518, 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout and get a 20% first-time discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for Empower. All right, they say that it's great being a guy. You know, we have so many advantages over women, but it's a sad fact that according to the latest research, U.S. men die 6 years before women as the life expectancy gap widens. It's not clear why, but there's an increase in deaths from violence, suicide, drug use disorders, and alcoholic liver disease. And it's been worsened by COVID, that gap.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Reading Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular, interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaws.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro. Military affairs analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says the management of global stability can be blamed to a large degree on the failures of the Biden administration. He tells the Salem Radio Network, in addition to trying to revive the 2015 nuclear deal, President Biden's also been willing to deal with Iran on another matter.
Paying off for the release of a handful of hostages with $6 billion, funneled from where it was being held hostage in Korea, South Korea, to the Qataris, and then eventually into the hands of the Ayatollah in Tehran.
McGinnis adds post-World War II and the collapse of the former Soviet Union in 1991 saw the creation of a coalition of the West and a new world order. Employers added 199,000 jobs last month, and the unemployment rate fell 0.2% to 3.7%. Last month's job gain received a bump by the return of some 40,000 auto workers, actors who were not at work in October due to strikes, but were back on the job in November. Moody's chief economist Mark Zandi says there are different ways to assess the November report.
Unemployment's not so low that I think businesses are having to scramble and jack up wages to attract workers, which would be inflationary. And of course, the Federal Reserve would respond to that by raising rates. So we're not seeing that. You know, the other really good thing that's happening, and it's really helping quite a bit, is we're seeing a lot of new people come into the labor market. So-called labor supply is very strong.
President Biden and Ukraine President Zelensky have a meeting scheduled at the White House Tuesday as the administration steps up the pressure on Congress to provide billions more in aid to Kyiv in its war with Russia. Check out the latest news and analysis at townhall.com.
You'll know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with the feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
A Catholic priest in Nebraska has been murdered.
Police say the Reverend Stephen Gutsell was assaulted during an invasion at the rectory of St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in the town of Fort Calhoun. Officials say police received a 911 call just after 5 o'clock Sunday morning reporting an attempted break-in at the church. They found Gutsell injured at the time and the alleged attacker inside. Gutsell later died in the hospital. The suspect has been taken into custody. Jason Walker reporting.
Students, lawmakers, and religious leaders joined forces today at a temple in Philadelphia to strongly denounce anti-Semitism on college campuses and in their communities. The gathering at Congregation Rodef Shalom comes a day after University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGaul resigned amid criticism over her testimony at a congressional hearing. More at srnandtownhall.com. To mark the first night of Hanukkah last Thursday, French President Macron invited the nation's chief rabbi to his residence for a candle lighting ceremony, and then a firestorm of criticism ensued. BBC's Warren Bull has details.
When video footage of the Hanukkah ceremony appeared, it provoked criticism across the political spectrum in France. The right-wing mayor of Cannes, David Linard, said it was a clear breach of secularism, which was put into French law in 1905. Meanwhile, Jonathan Arfi, who heads the Representative Council of French Jewish Institutions, said it should not be allowed to happen again. He said French Jews had always considered that the secularism law, which ended state involvement in religion, also protected freedom of faith.
Conservative economist Javier Milei sworn in as Argentina's new president. More stories at townhall.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garlands, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
You tuning in today, we have an awesome program on tap today with Mr. Chris Doogie and Mr. James Moberg. They are the owners of an amazing company called Bath Wizard. Look, write this number down, because when you're ready for this type of work and this type of a service and product, I'm telling you, you need to reach out to our friends at Bath Wizard, 1-800-298-5914. That's 1-800-298-5914. You could also go online. It's an excellent website, bathwizardusa.com, bathwizardusa.com. And with that, Chris and James, welcome back to Senior Care Live. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hello. Did everyone have a great Thanksgiving? And
wonderful.
We had a good one. We were hosting.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I hosted for the first time ever.
Did it go okay?
Yeah, wonderful. Well,
yeah, we had a whole bunch of extra people this time, so that was a good time. And now we're barreling really fast to Christmas and New Year's, so it's that time of year.
It's going very fast, yep. As all of them do.
Absolutely. So we've talked a lot about Bath Wizard, all the different innovative products. We've talked about, you know, the double lifetime warranty, and we've talked a lot about the products and services with Bath Wizard. But we have something new that we have not discussed on the program today, and it is directly applicable to so many in this listening audience with you know, seniors and their caregivers. I understand that you have developed a new walk-in bathtub.
Yeah, we started working with an engineering and design firm about 8 years ago, and we had we've sold thousands of walk-in tubs all across America, and we've talked to what customers like about them, what customers don't like about them, and of course. The things people don't like about ours are less than some of the competing models, but nonetheless, there are still a few things that customers maybe would find, you know what? I bet we could change something there.
Yeah. There's always room for improvement. Yeah.
And so we compiled a list, and over about a year back and forth. I mean, this thing's 8 years in the making, but a year of that's just going back and forth with engineers and saying, okay, this is possible. That's not possible. This might be possible. That might be possible. This is what it would cost to do that. And then making business decisions that could make all of that a reality. Long story short, after 8 years of development, we have what we think is as close to perfect of a walk-in tub. We call it the platinum.
Okay.
Just like metals, this one's right up there in the top.
Yeah.
So we're very excited about it.
Very good.
And one of the reasons it is called the platinum, it has all the features that all, you know, anytime someone said, I like something that's a low step in, I want something that has aromatherapy and all the different types of therapy options, this one has everything. It's really, it's the pinnacle of listening to customers and designing what makes the most sense. If it were, you know, if I had a family member who said they needed a walk-in tub, I would tell them this is the one to get.
And so do you manufacture this then? Obviously, you've created, designed it, engineered it. You've solved the vast majority of the issues or maybe the customer concerns or complaints that have been registered over all the years. Is this something that you manufacture?
This is not something that we're going to manufacture locally in Kansas. We're having an outside firm that builds it all. However, the talk is as if it's as big a hit as we think it's going to be, actually setting up full assembly and manufacturing here, even in the Kansas City area, as an example. But problems with walk-in tubs, and starting with our competitors, one of the biggest ones, the one that drives everybody nuts. Now, we've always had a patented dual drain on our walk-in tubs, so the drain time has never been an issue, but this one actually drains faster than our old ones. Competing models can take up to 20 minutes to drain, which is absurd whenever you're doing that on a daily.
Yeah. So if I'm in there and I'm taking a bath and I've been bubbled and all that kind of stuff and I'm ready to get out, I don't want to sit there for 20 minutes for all this water to drain out so I can get out of there. That would drive me nuts.
Yeah. And so the drain time has always been an advantage of ours. It's even a greater advantage now with the drain time of the new one. And I'm going to let a secret out of the bag. This is why our current model is not as good as it could be. And that is you can't soak your shoulders in it.
Okay.
And this one was really hard engineering wise to figure out is, you know, your shoulders get cold in a bathtub. People want to go, you know, up to their chin and
as you get older, I mean, I don't feel that I'm very old, but you might have a little catch in your shoulder. You could have arthritis in your shoulder, and it's a really important part to receive that hot water therapy.
So not just the soaking depth of not being able to get your shoulders in, but also the jet placement, not having the jets high enough to massage the top of the back. So
I want one.
And I'm not particularly small. I'm 6'3". This is one I could fit in just fine. And I think you could be a few inches taller than me and do just fine, and it would be the perfect size. And if you were smaller, it still works for a smaller person as well.
Yeah, you just take it up to the height of your, like you said, about under your chin.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then the depth and width of the seat.
Mm-hmm.
So, customers' homes aren't conducive of carrying a large box down their hallway and through their doorway.
No.
And many of your customers find that getting a walker or wheelchair is difficult to get through their bathroom door.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this tub, so that puts strains on the engineering of how wide the seat can be. And it's not a secret for a lot of people, if you've noticed over the last few decades, but people's bottoms are getting larger.
Yep.
And this is the widest interior depth that'll still fit through most people's doorways.
Okay. All right.
So instead of having a 17, 18-inch wide seat, this one has a mammoth wide seat.
Well, and let's just be honest about it. I mean, not everyone is, you know, not all the ladies are, you know, 5'6 and 110 pounds. Not all the guys are, you know, 5'10 to 6 foot, you know, 180 pounds. You know, if you're larger than that, and most people are, and you want a walk-in bathtub, with most of the bathtubs on the market, you could have a problem. With this one, you will not have a problem.
We see a lot of ailments, and the ailment list is usually pretty long. You know, people say it's my feet hurt, or my joints hurt, or my knees hurt. And sometimes when people start hurting, they start moving less, and with less movement turns into some weight gain sometimes. And
yep.
So it's not uncommon for our customers to be a little larger than the average person, or larger than they were when they were more active.
Yep, and it's just a fact. It is what it is. And so I just love that you have taken the watchful eye and two ears listening well, and you've heard some of the complaints. Wow, I like this tub, but I wish it went up a little bit higher so that my shoulders can receive the therapy. I love my tub, but I really hate waiting for 20 minutes for it to drain. I mean, you're listening to these things, and then you did something about it, and you re-engineered the nearly, maybe not perfect, but the nearly perfect tub.
Well, we thought it was pretty perfect, and selling several thousand of them, we've got almost flawless reviews on it. You got some people who just don't want to walk in tub once they see what it is.
Yep, yep.
But by and large, the majority of people absolutely love what they have. Now, here's the big problem and something we didn't talk before the show, and that is this is the first tub on the market that's specifically designed for people with diabetes and neuropathy. And what makes it unique is you can actually fill up the bottom portion and only massage the feet and legs, which is really helpful for people with diabetes. They don't have to fill the whole tub up and make the water go up over their shoulders if they don't want to do that every single day.
So you can have a lower depth, you can have the jets working, and just massage that, just work on the lower part of the body.
Yeah, and we always say the feet are the first thing to go, and when you lose your feet, you lose your independence, and more circulation to the feet is always a good thing.
Okay, so I really appreciate that, and let's continue that thought after the break, but first, so the Senior Care Live question of the week, is Greenboard a good idea or bad idea to use in the bathroom? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you.
They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. Third year physics doctoral student Crystal Kim enlisted in the Marine Corps when she was 19 years old and spent 5 years as an embassy security guard before returning to school. She recounted feeling different from her peers and wanting to create a community for those people. She now is president of the organization Student Veterans of America to find people like herself. SVA provides a community for student veterans to find support, advice, and friendship from other people of military backgrounds. We're not scary. A lot of people like to see veterans as mean, ruthless, unpredictable, disturbed types of people. But we're just here to study, get our degree, and get into the real world, Kim said. We're classed as non-traditional students, so SVA is really just a safe space to get together.
Hey, Warren Eckstein here, host of The Pet Show on Radio America. For over 43 years on TV and radio, I've been helping people resolve any behavior issues they may be having with their dogs and cats, or more likely, any issues your pets may be having with you. If you really want to understand your dogs and cats as well as they understand you, never miss The Pet Show. From litter box issues to humping dogs, I cover it all. So hop on my couch with your pets and let the animal analyzing begin on The Pet Show, just like this listener.
Hi, I want to tell you that you gave me some of the best information I've ever gotten. It was about my dog barking. I have a Yorkie, and you said, go over and say, thank you, thank you. Now that's enough. And I did that, and I did it a couple of times, and it stopped her from barking.
You know, I am a genius, by the way.
It was amazing. I tell more people about it. They don't really work with it or get it. And it's absolutely a wonderful idea because it works.
Tune into The Pet Show with me, Warren Eckstein, weekly at Radio America.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Is green board a good idea or a bad idea to use in the bathroom? And the answer is... Okay, this one, I'm not going to make an absolute statement. Green board may not be a good idea, and it may not be your best choice. And we are going to come back. We're going to circle back to that here in just a little bit. But let's reintroduce my friends and special guests in studio, Chris Doogie and James Moberg. They are the owners of an amazing company called Bath Wizard. To reach the great folks at Bath Wizard to find out how they can help you in your bathroom, 1-800-298-5914. That's 1-800-298-5914. 5914. You can also go online. It's an excellent website, bathwizardusa.com. bathwizardusa.com. And before we move on to the green board, because that's really fascinating what you're doing there, let's continue our discussion on the walk-in tub. So right at the end of that first segment, you were talking about how you don't have to fill the tub all the way up to get the jets working. You can just fill the lower half and work the lower extremities, and this is particularly beneficial for someone with, you know, diabetes or neuropathy and some of the lower extremity issues.
Foot pain.
There's a lot of foot pain.
Anyway, it's the first walk-in tub to ever be developed that actually allows you to zone out the jets. So most walk-in bathtubs, you got to fill up the entire tub all the way to the top of the back jets in order for the jets to work. This one, for a person that doesn't want to fill it up and use it as a bathtub every day, but they want to get more circulation, which would hopefully introduce more oxygen to the extremities, and the feet being the, you know, they got a saying in our business that if a person loses their feet, that's the first thing to go of losing their independence.
Mm-hmm.
Once your feet are gone, it just brings on a mountain of problems down the road.
100% true, no doubt.
So this allows you to have zone out, to just have your calves, your feet, the front of the foot, the back of the foot, the heel. It allows you to massage all of that and get circulation going.
They often say that motion is Mother's Nature's lotion. And so motion is lotion. And when you're feeling less heavy and you've got some buoyancy a little bit in the water, you feel like you've got less pressure. You're able to move around a little bit. And just the jets and the hydrotherapy starts to help the body feel like it can do things. And you start moving around a little bit. You're a little bit less cramped. You're able to just float a little bit. And before you know it, now your shoulder's moving a little bit. And you're able to get more motion, which allows you to have more motion. So not to say that getting dressed is going to be easier the next day, but it's not a far stretch to say that taking a walk-in bath at night, you are going to do things easier than you did before you did your walk-in bath.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. You've got that therapeutic part of that massage and that the jets, like you said, being aimed at very specific body parts, and they're going to give that area, your calf, your foot, your toes, et cetera, a massage, and it's warm and it's moist, and all of those things are good things for our joints and all of our parts.
One adult conversation to have about this is that there's a hygienic component of some of the strategically placed jets that allow someone to be independent and still maintain cleanliness.
So how does that work?
Well, so a few years back, companies came out with bidets in the seats, and those were essentially a water jet squirting up your hoo-hoo.
Yeah.
And as fun as that sounds, it turns out that it wasn't that pleasant for a lot of people. So
yeah.
We actually introduced an air bidet years ago, which warm, sanitized air flows up under your hoo-hoo, and long story short, people like that in more ways than one, of course, but one big one is that it actually negates the need for a caregiver to actually bathe you in places you don't want a caregiver to bathe you.
Yeah.
So it allows you to be an independent in more ways than one. And what we joke is, you know, if you need a caregiver, put a bell by the thing and I'll ring you when I need my towel.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Outside of bringing my towel, I don't need you to bring anything else.
Well, it solves an issue of independence and dignity, because you have a caregiver, worse yet, a family member to come in. And we were talking about this coming into the studio today. Who wants your son or your daughter giving you a bath? Let me hold my hand up and say, no thanks. So this, again, dignity and independence, and you just solved one of the big issues.
Well, one of the first sales that I ever made was to a gentleman out in Lee's Summit, Missouri, and he was 90 years old, and he'd moved in with his dad, and he said, hey, Chris, stop it right there. Just tell me who to make the check to. And we were talking about the private discussion we had just previously had, and he said, I had to actually bathe my father, because my father, when he was my age, moved in with me. And the day that I bathed my dad, the look in his eye was never the same. And he slowly started crying right in front of me.
Yeah.
We've had other adult children who've shared the situations they're going through. Mom or dad came back from the hospital, and we've got a chair that we're trying to make do in the bathroom, and here's what we're going through. And you can just see that not everyone is comfortable with what they're having to do to keep mom or dad clean.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, going back to what you just said, dignity and independence, a walk-in tub is exactly that.
Well, and it's just such a huge deal. And staying independent in your home, I've always said that. If you can do it, as long as it makes sense, as long as it's affordable, as long as it's safe. Safe is a huge issue in that equation. This solves this checks a lot of the boxes there. And just another thought on this, and we talked about it off air, was, and I didn't even think about this, but it's one of the best-selling items in the world of senior care is a seat lift chair.
Mm-hmm.
So you're sitting in your kind of a lounge chair, and then you can hit a button, and then the whole thing comes up to help you easily stand up. Well, you have that same effect in this walk-in bathtub because you can fill the water up to your shoulders, and then you can just stand up easily because all of the weight is off your joints, and it's very simple to stand up.
Yeah, and so we also sell a mobility pillows. They're actually bath cushions that go from 2 inches to 8 inches.
Oh, okay,
so
yeah.
If a person's having trouble standing up, not to worry, because this will allow you to regain your independence as long as possible.
And then last but not least, you caught me way off guard. It could take 15 or 20 minutes for most bathtubs to drain, because that's a lot of water. How fast does your tub drain?
This one will drain in less than 80 seconds.
80 seconds.
Not to shoot our own product in the mouth, but our current model, you have to step up a little bit in it. So we went to the engineers and said, let's take that down, the entry down to the floor, almost like a zero-entry shower. So there's actually no step-up in our new Platinum unit.
That is excellent. We'll have more with the great guys from Bath Wizard coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Our local writing community is thriving. With your first draft in NaNoWriMo complete, there's a lot more to learn about getting your story into the hands of readers. Find Reading Writers Forum on Facebook to connect. And of course, this holiday season, we want to give a big shout out to our troops for the opportunity they've given us to create freely. So this Christmas, we give a big salute to our troops.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from 4 different car wash packages. Buy 5 car wash packages and get 1 free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, have a seat for a second. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it.
That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. They want guidance and honest answers to their questions. And it makes a difference when the message is consistent and part of everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
At Doctors Without Borders, we put patients first, and we go where we're needed most. We believe people deserve to be treated with compassion and dignity. We treat our patients completely free of charge and without regard to race, religion, or politics. And thanks to the 6 million people around the world who support our work, Doctors Without Borders will continue to put our patients first.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
We are getting our pockets picked.
As we send billions of your tax dollars to countries like South Africa to stop burning coal, are they cooperating? No way. What's the climate agenda's next goal? Going after methane. Be prepared to get our pockets picked once again. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, I'm here today in studio with Chris Doogie and James Moberg. They're the owners of Bath Wizard. I guarantee you we're getting some attention out there with this conversation. Give them a call at 1-800-298-5914 or visit online at bathwizardusa.com. And just to put a cap on this walking bathtub, this is a big deal. You've spent 8 years developing this tub. You've had tubs before, but you continue to listen. That's one thing that I really appreciate about both of you. You're never satisfied. You're always wanting to make something better. You're very good at identifying the issue and then resolving that issue with an improved product or improved method or whatever it is. So here is 8 years of development trying to solve all of the major issues. This thing will drain so fast. It's just unbelievable. It will fill up higher to take care of your shoulders. You can zone the jets so that you can just fill the bottom part of it and get that lower leg and lower extremity massage and the therapy and all the benefits that come to that. You've put in the wider seat. We just go on and on and on. But then the one thing that Chris that you mentioned right before the break was a lower step in entry. So this thing sounds pretty low.
Yeah, it's almost not quite zero entry depth, but about as close to that as you can get. Our current models and most of the models on the market are 4 to 6 inches that you still have to lift your leg up.
That's pretty high if you have a problem.
And yeah, that can be like the Great Wall of China.
That's right. That's right.
to the right situation. So now we've always had a zero entry depth, or at least for like the last 4 years, but that's been an outswing door.
Okay.
And so we've been just dying to have one that would swing in because we don't want to hit a person's toilet.
Right,
The outswing doors can only work in a big mansion, and most of our customers don't have big mansions.
That's right.
They have small bathrooms.
Yep.
So this is the lowest entry walk-in tub ever made, and can still fit in a small bathroom in a rural town or a small house in a small town.
Yeah, and then we had talked about it. This thing comes in one big unit. You can take the frame apart and then bring the shell in, but it has to fit through the door, and it could go in and replace a standard bathtub.
Well, I think before we talk about that, the one thing we haven't talked about is it doesn't look like a grandma bathtub.
Oh, okay.
It's based upon European design. I mean, if Audi made a walk-in bathtub, this would be an Audi.
Okay.
This thing does not look like something grandma should have in her house. The grandkids are going to completely flip when they see it.
Yeah, they're going to want to take a bath in
coolest grandparents in town with this thing now.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, again, if you are interested in this and you're saying, no, wait a minute, I think I would like to look into a walk-in bathtub, give the great guys at Bath Wizard a call, 1-800-298-5914, 1-800-298-5914. You will not find another bathtub with all of these features in it, and it's beautiful. It can replace, it can go back into your current space. We'll just take the bathtub out and put in this beautiful, highly functional, highly therapeutic and beneficial walk-in tub right where your current old clunker of a tub is sitting. You can also go online at bathwizardusa.com. All right, so let's get back to that green board, that Senior Care Live question of the week. And so I think the answer was, it a good idea or a bad idea to have green board in your bathroom? And we kind of said it may not be the best idea, and there may be some better opportunities. So let's talk about that.
Well, let's look at what the industry traditionally has. You know, long time ago, people just use drywall to do things. Drywall, I think, is pretty commonly known as not made for the wet area.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The next step up with that was green board, which is chemically treated paper that goes over a gypsum product. And that has been a popular item in the bathroom space for a few decades.
Yeah.
You're starting to see some building codes say that you can't use green board in certain wet areas.
And why is that?
There's a variety of reasons.
It molds.
and it does deteriorate. If it gets wet, it deteriorates.
Okay.
So while there's some resistance to water, it deteriorates with water also.
Okay.
So better than drywall, but there's other options.
It's not foolproof, and there could be some issues down the road with it. So
in the last, probably the last 15 years, there's been a number of backer boards that have gotten popular in the bathroom space. And these have been typically for people who are tile people. And a tile person, you know, if it's a one-man job, because bathrooms are small, they're trying to tile in a small area, they've made these in small sheets, usually a couple feet by another couple feet, and they bring in these lightweight boards to create a space that you can put your tile up onto. Mm-hmm. Now, they're lightweight. They're typically some type of a foam or kind of a light. There's some durability, and there's somewhat of a waterproof, but what they don't have is the ability to have any structural integrity.
Hmm.
And what that means is you can't support or mount anything in them. So
no grab bars.
Can't mount a seat, can't mount a grab bar, can't mount a shower door.
So
nothing.
Every time someone shows me their Pinterest board and they say, look at this really cool shower I saw, they can look cool, but you don't see any grab bars.
Yeah.
And you don't. No one thinks about grab bars for down the road, but if you had a beautiful shower that had tile, if you had one of these backer boards, you don't have anything to mount to. Even with the best of anchors, there's not anything that's going to hold that up there. So we've come up with a new system, a new product that's called Wetboard. And for us, it's a revolutionary game changer for the space. Not only does it give you structural strength, it's made for the wet area. It can be waterproof. You could bury it underground. You could dig it up dozens of years later, and it's in it's the same structural integrity. And when it's behind the wall, no matter where you want to put a grab bar down the road, you can put one, and it can hold.
Wow.
It's like literally if concrete was easy to carry. It's the strongest concrete. It's stronger than wood, lighter than wood, doesn't rot, doesn't mold. If there's a downside to it, I haven't found it yet. It's light. It's easy to carry. One guy can install it. It'll hold. We've been doing tests. We've been doing tests, and we're getting ready to put videos online where, you know, we're rating it up to. We're afraid that someone's going to lose their head or something from when it finally gives. But we're up to like 650 pounds that it'll support.
We had to get some really cool scales and hooks for like firm
the
scales.
The first one we did, we maxed out, and it's like this thing's not even getting close to being
it's not
even maxed.
Thinking about it.
So we ordered stronger testing equipment.
But from an application perspective, handicap accessible or ADA says that a grab bar needs to hold 250 pounds.
Okay.
And that makes sense because we're all, you know, usually around there, or your force of grabbing something if you're slipping is going to be there.
Yeah.
If you had a grab bar in a tile bathroom that had a traditional backer board, it's not going to hold.
Okay.
So it would never be ADA accessible. And our board, not only does it hold in the 250 pounds, we've gotten it up to the max of our new scale, which is 650 pounds.
You ought to keep going just to see what the failure point is.
So
it makes me scared to walk in there because it's like, I'm not getting close to this
thing.
We
had to get a lever to keep cranking the tension to get to that point because we had guys sitting there going, I'm at 450 pounds, 500 pounds, 550, 600. So
we're actually going to put it on display at the home show and make it into a chin pull-up bar. But anyway, we're really excited about it. There's nothing else out there like it. It's revolutionary. It's new. It's going to be a total game changer. It's just one more reason why we're America's favorite bathroom remodeling brand.
That makes sense. And again, so just like with the walk-in bathtub, you're very studious. We've talked about this before, James. You went on a trip, and you're in the hotel, and you're looking at the bathroom. You're looking at the shower. Say, now, wait a minute. You're living and you're breathing this every single minute of every single day, and you're looking at things, and you're saying, okay, that's not the green board. It's not a bad idea, but we think we can do better. So how would we do better? We would make sure that it's not going to mold. We would make sure it's strong enough to mount a grab bar on. We would make sure that this is going to last for years and years and years to come. So, and then you built it. I mean, it's just incredible.
What I love is that it's future-proofing your bathroom. A lot of people ask us to put those grab bars and those seats in now, but let's say that you didn't, and then 10 or 15 years from now that you wanted to. If you've got wetboard behind the wall, you can do those things because all the structural strength is there for you to drill into.
And, okay, and it's not going to mold. It's not going to leak. I mean, we could go on and on and on. And then you could also put it underneath where you mount a toilet.
Yeah, we have a lot of customers that their old showers had a leak, or their toilets had a leak, or they both had a leak, and their floors are rotten. And long story short, we can pull up the toilet instead of putting across the entire room. We can just put it like 6 inches to the side of the toilet, and then literally as strong as concrete, I mean, you can rock on that thing up and down for 20, 30 years, and you are not going to make these screws come loose. It's something to see. Everyone that sees it, I showed it to an engineer in Chicago yesterday, and he was like, wow.
That is awesome. We're going to have more with Chris and James coming right up. We're going to talk about the company culture of Bath Wizard.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. In Salisbury, Maryland last week, Rowan Helping Ministries held a dedication of their new Eagle's Nest 3 transitional housing units. During the dedication, attendees could tour the new apartments, and two people were honored for their work in making the project possible. There are 12 housing units in total, and 9 of those have been earmarked for homeless veterans. Kina Grubb, executive director of RHM, said that one of the benefits of the new units will be allowing married veterans to stay in the same place as their spouse. The homeless shelter, located in RHM Robertson Standback Center, requires people staying there to sleep in separate female and male areas. These apartments are designed so that veterans and their spouses would not be separated, but able to heal and support each other on their pathway home.
Hey, Warren Eckstein here, host of The Pet Show on Radio America. For over 43 years on TV and radio, I've been helping people resolve any behavior issues they may be having with their dogs and cats, or more likely, any issues your pets may be having with you. If you really want to understand your dogs and cats as well as they understand you, never miss The Pet Show. From litter box issues to humping dogs, I cover it all. So hop on my couch with your pets and let the animal analyzing begin on The Pet Show, just like this listener.
Hi, I want to tell you that you gave me some of the best information I've ever gotten. It was about my dog barking. I have a Yorkie, and you said, go over and say, thank you, thank you. Now that's enough. And I did that, and I did it a couple of times, and it stopped her from barking.
You know, I am a genius, by the way.
It was amazing. I tell more people about it. They don't really work with it or get it. And it's absolutely a wonderful idea because it works.
Tune into The Pet Show with me, Warren Eckstein, weekly at Radio America.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach, brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. Again, back with Chris Doogie and James Moberg. They are the owners of an amazing company called Bath Wizard at 1-800-298-5914 or online at bathwizardusa.com. And if you're listening, I think you're getting the feeling and you're really getting the message that this is not your normal company. They're not installing cheap, came in, you know, made overseas, big box store junk in people's bathrooms. They're not doing that. They're absolutely not doing that. They're doing everything to the best possible practice and to the highest level of standard. And they're breaking the levels and they're creating their own levels of excellence here. Let's talk about the slogan, Bath Wizard, America's favorite bathroom remodeling brand. And I know first of all, I know you believe that. And I know that was really kind of a marketing slogan. All of our companies have some type of a slogan. Okay. But that's turned into from a marketing slogan, if you will, an absolute belief. But that's turned into something so much more than that.
Well, James used to say that he had a priest tell him that you're convincing when you're convinced yourself. And so it's been easy for me to tell customers that whatever company I work for is the best because I worked for some really good ones. I worked for a couple big national companies before starting this company. And when I walked in, I felt like we were the best, and the customers in return felt that way as well. What happened is, going out on some of the installs that I sell, I realized that what we were saying in the house was probably slightly exaggerated, if not borderline not true. And so, of course, when we started our own company, we wanted to take things that were borderline and make things that aren't true true. But our salesman had a real hard time. Like, what? How do we? I mean, aren't the others similar to us? So we created a phrase called America's Favorite Bathroom Remodeling Brand, which at its core, I mean, admittedly, was just kind of like a sales gimmick, okay? Mm-hmm. And then after about a week, it started really rolling off my tongue, and I think James was able to start getting behind it but as well. And I'm driving in the road one day, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is how we train every employee that ever works here. It's our new standard.
Mm-hmm. I think mission and vision statements, when you make the employees part of the process and they get to hear the definition and you end up aspiring as to who you want to be, and it's future forecasting. Well, for us to come up with such a strong statement, and we quiz prospective employees and even challenge existing employees, it's not just about caring. It's how do we do it the best? Because we can easily point out and say, that was maybe not the best way, not the best approach. Maybe we were tired. Maybe we just picked something that was a simple thing. But it's easy to always use the litmus test. Is that what America's Favorite would do? And if the answer is I'm not sure, I can't defend that, then maybe we need to revisit what we're doing and how we're doing it.
See, and I love that. So you come back to the core. Is that truly what America's Favorite Bathroom Remodeling does or would do? If the answer is yes, then you keep on doing it and you try to constantly improve it. If the answer is no, then we need to make some changes.
It starts with how we answer our phone. We answer our phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by a live operator. And that was before we came up with the phrase. And that was just something like, my God, if I have a water leak, I want to be able to talk to a live human being.
Yeah.
So that was step one. Then we instituted the America's Favorite Bathroom Remodeling Brand sales gimmick. And then we said, oh, my gosh, let's make this how we train our staff and how we live up. And it's almost like the WWJD, what would Jesus do, bracelets that were popular for young people. And it's like, what would America's Favorite Bathroom Remodeling Brand do? So the people that answer the phone, admittedly, we use an outside calling service for a lot of our calls, but when we get to the actual our staff on the phone, that's when the training starts. So what would the person working in the call center of America's Favorite Bathroom Remodeling Brand sound like? How would they treat the customers? What would they say? What would they sound like? Then it's the sales staff. Our sales staff shows up in, a lot of times company car, company uniform, badges, identification. We make our employees, this is a new one, shave, groom.
Cover tattoos.
Cover tattoos. We mm-hmm. kind of take the quick trip model approach there. From there, we make sure that no pressure in the sales process. And then, of course, next is the production team, the guys scheduling your installs, ordering all your materials. Would they cut corners in ordering? Oh, the customer won't know if we skip this. Well, no. America's Favorite Bathroom Remodeling Brand doesn't skip stuff.
We don't do that.
Then it goes to the installers. Do they drive company vehicles? Do they wear uniforms? Are they properly trained? Do they have health insurance? Do they have life insurance?
Are they paid well?
Are they polite? Do they clean up after themselves? Our installers make more money than some doctors. And then it's the service department, okay? The first 30 days of the install, that's really the break-in period. We fully expect stuff to go wrong in that 30-day period. We call it the break-in period. After that, next comes the service team. How do they treat customers? I was on the phone with a customer the other day, and I said, Mrs. Jackson, we screwed up royally. I'm embarrassed, and we're going to use this as a training method for the rest of our days. And long story short is having enough service people to go around and having them hold up to what would America's favorite bath or remodeling brand do there as well.
Yeah, and if you make a mistake, you own it and you fix it. And that's the best that anyone can do. No one's perfect. Mm-hmm. And so the way I judge that is there's a mistake, now you own it, and then what are you going to do about it? And you, if you make it right, then I think everybody's happy. It's the best that any of us could do.
That's right. I think taking good notes, being a good listener to our customers, and passing the baton of exactly what they want. In just a new training class this past week, I was sharing the importance of the – I said, your customer's trusting you with that very unique note. You're either taller or shorter than the average person, and you need your shower head raised or lowered more than our standard height. And if we wrote that down, that gets passed to the production department, which then gets passed to our installation department so they can make that modification of the customization.
Gold Leaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus trees and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Gold Leaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Riverfront Playhouse presents a good old-fashioned big family Christmas. A comedy by Pat Cook and directed by Andrew Gibson. Follow the chaotic holiday celebrations of the Vanderhoff family as they gather for Christmas. The family faces a series of hilarious and unexpected events, testing their bonds and highlighting the true meaning of togetherness. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store reading A Good Old-Fashioned Big Family Christmas. December 1st through 17th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. When it comes to the issue of taxes, Republicans are still favored over Democrats.
But the margin has narrowed by 2 percentage points compared with last July's poll. The latest Rasmussen Report survey finds that 45% of likely U.S. voters have more trust in Republicans to handle taxes compared with 40% for Democrats. 15% are not sure. In July, the GOP was more trusted than Democrats by 48 to 41%, and the issue carries weight. 81% of those likely voters believe the issue of taxes will be important in the upcoming presidential election, including 41% who think the tax issue will be very important. George Williams reporting.
U.S. Border Patrol says it's overwhelmed by a change in human smuggling routes.
Officials say human smugglers are dropping off hundreds of migrants in a remote desert area in Arizona. That area around the town of Lukeville is hours away by car to U.S. hospitals and migrant shelters. Border officials say these migrants come from faraway countries like Senegal, Bangladesh, and China. Meanwhile, the U.S. government has indefinitely closed the crossing between Lukeville and Sonoyta, Mexico.
Andrew Stewart reports the closure frees officers assigned to the port to help agents catch illegal migrants instead. European Union negotiators clinched a deal on the world's first comprehensive artificial intelligence rules, paving the way for legal oversight of emerging technology used in popular services like ChatGPT. Negotiators from the European Parliament and the bloc's 27 member countries overcame big differences on controversial points, including generative AI and the police use of facial recognition surveillance. The Artificial Intelligence Act still needs final approval. More at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older. But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Bitcoin's once again having a moment.
The world's largest cryptocurrency recently soared past $41,000 for the first time in over a year and a half, and marking a 150% increase so far this year. The recent rally for volatile Bitcoin coincides with the prospect of exchange-traded funds being launched based on spot Bitcoin. Industry advocates say that could make entering the cryptoverse easier while lowering some of the well-documented risks associated with investing in cryptocurrencies.
But Jeremy House says the green light from federal regulators hasn't arrived yet. However, recent wins for some crypto fund managers with their applications for Bitcoin ETFs have improved odds that approval could be down the road and perhaps as soon as next month. Still, though, much remains uncertain. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A closer examination of a military aircraft.
When the U.S. military took the extraordinary step of grounding its fleet of V-22 Ospreys this past week, it wasn't reacting just to the recent deadly crash of the aircraft off the coast of Japan. The aircraft has a long list of problems in its short history. The Osprey takes off and lands like a helicopter, but can tilt its propellers horizontally to fly like an airplane. It's a unique and complex technology that has allowed it to deliver troops quickly to the battlefield. But that same technology has long been a factor in multiple incidents. John Scott reported.
Meanwhile, divers recovered the remains of the 7th of the 8 crew members from that Osprey aircraft that crashed off southern Japan during the training mission. The CV-22 went down November 29th, just off Yakushima Island on its way to Okinawa. The bodies of 6 of the crew had been since recovered, including 5 from the sunken wreckage of the aircraft. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend. That means it's time for a couple of hours of health information brought to you via Intelligent Medicine. That means the best of high-tech medicine and the best of natural therapies. Glad to be here with you. Can't think of a place I'd rather be on a weekend than sharing vital health information with you. 877-726-8255 is your line to come directly into the doctor's office, and you can pose a question or share a comment or a health experience. 877-726-8255. We're anxious to hear from you. Also, that number available to you 24/7, 365, because some of you listen to this program via our podcasts. And that means that you can call anytime you like and record a question. We'll take some of those recorded questions later in today's program. We got some good ones queued up for you. 877-726-8255. Okay, let's go. Let's talk about hypertension
and diet. And this is probably one of the most fraught areas, fraught with controversy in the realm of nutrition, maybe akin to the debate over whether you should be on a plant-based diet or whether you should be on a diet that includes ample amounts of animal protein, lots of studies pro and con on that. The controversy around hypertension centers around the effects of dietary sodium on blood pressure. And it's gone back and forth. In fact, in 2017, I shared with you the results of a study that suggests that, au contraire, low amounts of sodium are associated with a higher blood pressure, and relatively high amounts of sodium in the diet are associated with normal blood pressure. This is a study that was done on 2,632 men and women between the ages of 30 and 64 who were part of the Framingham study. That's a big study looking long-term at outcomes for people. Framingham study named after Framingham, Massachusetts, which is along the way to Boston from New York on 95. You pass it by, and then I go, oh, hey, that's where they do the Framingham study. Average community in the United States. Over a 16-year follow-up period, the researchers observed that the participants who consumed under 25 milligrams of sodium each day, which is the threshold for sodium consumption. It's thought that you shouldn't consume more than 2,500 milligrams of sodium per day. That's a part of the dietary guidelines. But those who adhered to that actually had higher blood pressures than those who consumed higher amounts of sodium. So they say that this represents what's called a J-shaped relationship. If you look at the letter J, it starts a little high, and then it goes low, and then it goes high. So in other words, on the left-hand side, that might represent the people on a very low sodium diet. They might have a higher risk than people at the bottom of the J who are on a moderate sodium diet. And then, of course, at the very high threshold, you know, people consuming lots and lots of chips, salty meats, condiments that are rich in sodium, and all the fast food that you eat and restaurant food that you eat, that's laced with a lot of sodium. So that represents the high part of the letter J where risk increases. So one of the authors of this study, Dr. Lynn Moore, says, quote, and this is a pretty impressive quote, "We saw no evidence that a diet lower in sodium had any long-term beneficial effects on blood pressure. Our findings add to growing evidence that current recommendations for sodium intake may be misguided." What they did find is that higher potassium intake was protective. The people who had the highest blood pressure had the lowest intake of sodium and potassium. Those who had the highest intakes of both sodium and potassium had normal blood pressure, which is reassuring to me because I consume a lot of sodium. I can't think of a salad that I don't put some salt on, a little bit of chicken or fish that I don't put a little salt on. I consume a relatively high sodium diet. I also exercise a lot and I sweat a lot. So maybe that has something to do with my tolerance for sodium. But I also consume a lot of potassium-rich plant-based foods. So maybe that explains my normal blood pressure. Of course, the effects of exercise are added into that. All right, fast forward to 2023. And this seems like a pretty conclusive study, okay, because pushing back on those people who say sodium doesn't matter. And the question that they answer in the study, this is a recent study, just came out. What is the impact of dietary sodium intake on blood pressure in middle-aged to elderly individuals? Well, let's keep in mind that the previous study looked at individuals from 30 to 64, okay? Now, this study, we're comparing apples and oranges, looks at middle-aged to elderly individuals, perhaps. That accounts for the difference in the study results, because older individuals maybe less resilient when it comes to sodium. Kidney function is decreased. Maybe they're a little more overweight. Maybe they're exercising less. Turns out that 1 in 3 American adults take blood pressure medication. So it's an interesting study from 2023. They say here that dietary sodium recommendations are debated, partly due to variable blood pressure response to sodium intake. They acknowledge that previous studies have had mixed results. Furthermore, the blood pressure effect of dietary sodium among individuals taking antihypertensive medications is under study. In other words, all right, you're already taking blood pressure medication. Do you still need to restrict your sodium? I mean, the medication's taking care of your blood pressure, so should you restrict your sodium? All right, well, the study design included middle-aged to senior individuals. The average age was 61, so they're a little older than in this other study that showed sodium doesn't count. 25% had normal blood pressure, not in blood pressure medications. 20% had controlled hypertension on medications. 31% had uncontrolled hypertension. In other words, the medications weren't even doing the trick for them. They were on meds, but they still had high blood pressure by usual criteria. And 25%, a quarter, had untreated hypertension. So there's a mixed population there. So the intervention was that either they were put on a low-sodium diet, approximately 500 milligrams daily total. That's hard to achieve. That's a very bland diet. Versus a high-sodium diet, 2,200 milligrams of added sodium. And here's what they found. The average change in mean arterial blood pressure between high and low-sodium diets was 4 milligrams of mercury, which did not significantly differ by hypertension status. In other words, you lowered it whether you had normal blood pressure, whether you had high blood pressure, whether you're treated, whether you're untreated, whether it was sky high, or whether it was properly treated with medication. So compared with a high sodium diet, the low sodium diet induced a decline in mean arterial pressure in 73.4% of individuals. So the majority of individuals, and 46% of individuals had a 5 milligram or greater decline in blood pressure between a high sodium and a low sodium diet. That's classifying 46% of individuals as salt sensitive. So their conclusion is that the decline in blood pressure from high to low sodium diet was independent of hypertension status. Didn't matter whether you had high or low blood pressure. Everybody got their blood pressure down a little bit. Antihypertensive medication use. All right, so what do we make of these? How do we reconcile these studies? Well, for one, the diet that they used was a very, very low-sodium diet, a diet that has very poor tolerability. And to get maybe 4 milligrams, millimeters of mercury reduction in blood pressure, systolic blood pressure, that's not a big whoop for a diet that some people would find unsustainable. Number two, this is an older population. So what I think one should conclude from that is that sodium restriction is not worthless. Sodium restriction is appropriate for many people with high blood pressure or with other risk factors for cardiovascular disease. It can make a difference, but is it good for everyone? Is it something that should be recommended overall as part of our dietary guidelines? And the answer is probably no, but we need better ways of discriminating for whom a diet that is low in sodium would be beneficial. There are certain, maybe we need to have a better sense of how to administer personalized nutrition guidelines to people based on certain characteristics. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We welcome your phone calls during this hour of Intelligent Medicine.
This holiday season, give the gift of decadent, high-flavanol dark chocolate to your loved ones. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular deaths. The FDA recently issued a qualified health claim saying that high-flavanol cocoa may help prevent cardiovascular disease. Flavonatrol's dark chocolate bars and cocoa powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate with great flavor and minimal sugar. So this holiday season, do what I'll be doing and gift your loved ones with decadent dark chocolate that has the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. Just go to flavonaturals.com and use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide. Plus get free shipping on all orders over $30. That's flavonaturals.com, coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off now through December 10th. Get it in time for Christmas at flavonaturals.com.
With winter coming, and all the health issues it brings, now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be and to build your natural immunity. It's time to empower your immune system. Empower supercharges your immunity because it's made from AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts to ever come out of Japan. It's been shown to enhance your immune protection by over 300%, and it has the robust research to prove it. Empower is my first go-to when it comes to immune support. I personally take it daily and prescribe it to my patients in need of immune support. And who doesn't these days? If you're looking for a way to supercharge your immune system protection and build your natural immunity, Empower is the solution for you. For more information and order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518, 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout and get a 20% first-time discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for Empower.
Whether you're born country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade. At historic Haas Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country-covered wagon or the mighty Haas Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Haas Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichaasfarms.com or simply head out to Haas Farms and yell, "Merry Christmas!" They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Haas.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
On Radio America. For over 43 years on TV and radio, I've been helping people resolve any behavior issues they may be having with their dogs and cats, or more likely, any issues your pets may be having with you. If you really want to understand your dogs and cats as well as they understand you, never miss the Pet Show. From litter box issues to humping dogs, I cover it all. So hop on my couch with your pets and let the animal analyzing begin on the Pet Show, just like this listener.
Hi, I want to tell you that you gave me some of the best information I've ever gotten. I was about my dog barking. I have a Yorkie, and you said, go over and say, thank you, thank you. Now that's enough. And I did that, and I did it a couple of times, and it stopped her from barking.
You know, I am a genius, by the way.
It was amazing. I tell more people about it. They don't really work with it or get it. And it's absolutely a wonderful idea because it works.
Tune into The Pet Show with me, Warren Eckstein, weekly at Radio America.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. We've got a call from Robert in Staten Island. Hi, Robert. How are you?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. Good to hear you. I'm 80 years of age, male, and my cholesterol was 225. HDL was 91, and LDL 117, triglycerides 22. And I told the doctor, because the other numbers were high, you know, I don't think I need any kind of a statin.
Mm-hmm. And what did the doctor say? The doctor insisted
she
you
agreed.
Take a
yeah,
statin?
She didn't push it. She said the HDL was 91,
yeah.
And the triglycerides only 22.
So I have a question for you. Have you saved a little bit of money, through your long life of hard work?
Oh, I should get a calcium scan, you think?
No. This is what I'm saying. You're anticipating. What I'm saying is that pretty much rest assured you're going to need that money because you're going to be around for quite a long time. You can get a calcium scan, but I'm not sure that would reveal very much. It might reveal a little bit of calcium deposition in your arteries, but you're 80. And, you know, a normal lifespan, would be, perhaps reaching into the 90s or even past 100 for you. But it'd be hard to imagine that you could develop cardiovascular disease even with a, relatively low score over a short period of time. So this is kind of an example of how, if you called up and you said, hi, I'm Robert from Staten Island, and, I'm 40 years old. And I have these high numbers. And we might say, well, the LDL is kind of high. We would want to look at whether this is starting at an early age to cause deposition of calcium. It's a little different in terms of intervention for an 80-year-old. There's not that much evidence that 80-year-olds, especially females, but to a large extent men, past the age of 70 or so, benefit a lot from what's called primary prevention with statin drugs. Secondary prevention means, trying to shut the barn door after the horse got out. In other words, you already have pre-existing heart disease. You've had a stent, you've had a heart attack, you have angina, or you have a very high calcium score, or an angiogram that shows that there's a lot of plaque. So, I would say in your case, clear sailing. I don't have a big problem, with telling you that, you can listen to your doctor's suggestions, because doctors these days are very aggressive, and even a conventional physician doesn't want to put you on a statin. I don't think it would make a lot of sense.
May I share with you something regarding hypertension that
yeah.
I think you and your listeners really would find valuable?
Yeah.
Okay. I've always had, moderate blood pressure between 30, 45. I tried, guided breathing, meditation, Tai Chi. It helped somewhat. But still, I wanted to get it, always below 125. I read the research about isometric training. And
yeah.
I got a hand gripper and,
yes.
and did it for 2 minutes. I've been doing it twice a day, each hand, holding it, no movement for 2 minutes. I was amazed for the first time in years, Dr. Hoffman, when I saw my doctor last week. She took my blood pressure. Usually it's sky high the first time. I have a white coat, hypertension too. It was 116. And the only difference was that I began using the hand grip in an isometric manner,
yeah.
holding it for 220.
Let me mention, this is actually something that was formerly a sponsor. We had something that was a device that, recorded your grip strength and had, programmed you for grip. It turns out that isometric exercise with hand grip can be very effective for blood pressure. You have to do it right. You have to do it in, a prescribed way. But isometric exercise is important. Another way to do isometric exercise is to do what are called planks, which is kind of a yoga move, but it's also a conventional exercise move where you actually, you hold yourself like a plank, with your arms outstretched, just like doing a push-up without actually doing a push-up and holding yourself for 15, 30, 45, 60, up to 90 seconds. And that actually has a normalizing effect on blood pressure, the so-called isometric exercise, and the various ways to do it, like even, you know, squatting against a wall, you know, where you kind of form a chair position. That is what's called an isometric exercise. Very helpful for blood pressure. So thanks for that tip. 877-726-8255, our number. When we return, more of your calls, more your questions. You've got a lot more coming up on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine, so stay tuned. If you're looking to maintain peak brain health, I'd like to introduce you to a cutting-edge new brain support formula from my friends at Thorne, Cinequel. If you're recovering from a head injury or play contact sports, you should pay special attention. Cinequel is formulated with the best research nutrients that support healthy brain structure and cognitive function. Cinequel's active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and help protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths: Cinequel for everyday maintenance, and Cinequel Plus, which provides higher amounts of certain nutrients for shorter-term post-impact support. For more information and to purchase Cinequel, just go to drhoffman.com/thorn. There, you'll also find some of my other favorite Thorn products. That's drhoffman.com/thorn for the essential nutritional brain support formula, Cinequel.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Look at the news. We'll show that Iranian proxies are raining munitions, missiles, and various types of explosive devices on American bases, shaking up Americans, not killing any, but resulting in traumatic brain injuries. What's going on there, and what can be done about it? 877-726-8255, our number, and you can record questions, and let's hear one of those.
I have a question on some blood work and urine and analysis routine, just to follow up visit with one of my doctors, and she has a number of tests being done. One of them that she did was a routine urinalysis and a protein and creatine, a random urine test. So two questions, real quick. The ketones were found. This just says a trace, and that's abnormal. Also, with the protein creatine ratio was high, and I'm wondering if you can help me out with that as far as why it would be high and if there's anything that I can do to try to get that back in the normal range.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is actually kind of illustrates the perils and pitfalls sometimes of getting copies of your blood test. When your doctor tells you that you're fine, but then you look at your blood test and something is abnormal. So it says, you know, typically, without any kind of interpretation, the lab will spit out something that's out of range. It's either low or high. And, you know, what does that mean? Well, your doctor doesn't think it's consequential. And I don't think it's consequential because typically when you're instructed to go for a blood test, they tell you to go fasting. When you fast, you produce what are called ketone bodies. In fact, that's the basis of the ketogenic diet. Ketogenic diet or intermittent fasting can increase the level of ketones, which are thought to be healthy for your brain, but also provide kind of a steady state of energy as opposed to glucose, which fluctuates, and you have ups and downs of blood glucose, but when you don't eat or when you're on a ketogenic diet where there's very low or no carbs, you're going to get ketones in your blood. It's going to come out in your urine. And that's an indication that you're in ketosis. In fact, people buy ketone meters, people who are avid followers of the ketogenic diet, to see if they're achieving ketogenic status. And that was actually something that Dr. Atkins pioneered because he would give his patients keto sticks when they're on the very low-carb diet to see if they really were adhering and if they're reaching a point where they're in a fat-burning mode. So that's not a problem. I don't know why they gave you a protein, you said creatine, but it's creatinine. Creatinine is a measure of kidney function, and protein in the urine can sometimes be a problem, if that's really urine, but usually that's reflected on a blood test. It's actually
high ratio protein to creatinine is the opposite of a problem, because it means that the proteins in your blood, albumin, which reflects good nutritional status, and the immunoglobulins, which reflect good immune status, are present, and the creatinine is relatively low, so you have a high ratio of the protein to the creatinine, if I'm interpreting that correctly. And that's a good thing. That means you're not on your way to kidney failure. So I would reassure you that, you know, in spite of the fact that you look at the test and it's alarming, high, low, whatever, you know, it's still a human being. A health practitioner has to interpret this in the light of what they're seeing in front of them, which is your presentation as a healthy person, and make a judgment call as to whether it's relevant, which it probably isn't. All right, 877-726-8255. Let's get to the story, which is about blast exposures. Now, this is not just a theoretical thing. I mean, we've had a lot of IED injuries in Afghanistan and in Iraq during those conflicts, but we're still seeing Americans who are hunkered down in bases in Syria and in Iraq who are being attacked by Iranian proxies. And while the good news is that nobody's been killed yet, a lot of these servicemen and women are experiencing traumatic brain injuries. They're getting concussed. And so they did a study on this at the behest of the U.S. Department of Defense at University of Virginia. And they looked at the brains of 9 special operations personnel exposed to blasts. And the study found that increased blast exposure was associated with increased brain inflammation and reduced volume and thickness of brain structures. Now, that is reminiscent of something that I shared with you last week, which is about soccer players, not even professional soccer players, but amateur soccer players who hated the ball a lot. They had the same types of brain changes from the concussion of getting hit on the head with a ball, even without documented concussions, just from regular repeated contact. And they say that this could affect several key brain functions, including memory, motor skills, and emotional regulation. You know, we see a lot of PTSD. Maybe a component of PTSD is that guys and gals are getting hit in the head. So the quote is from the radiologist who led the study. This is the first study to directly demonstrate increased inflammation in the brains of service members who were exposed to small blasts. Small blasts. Not necessarily, you know, blasts that make you unconscious, but exposure to small blasts over career can cause brain changes. So they say this is part of the $8 million U.S. Department of Defense grant exploring the role of brain inflammation in military personnel exposed to blast shockwaves. Well, I say, number one, you know, let's protect these guys. Number two, let's make the Iranian proxies stop. But in a remarkable podcast that I did this week with one of my favorite guests, Dr. Robert Rowntree, he shared with us the background behind a novel nutritional supplement that was actually designed for people with head injuries. And it addresses inflammation. Its name is Cinequel, the quell being a reference to its ability to tamp down inflammation. So good segue to let me share information with you about it. If you're looking to maintain peak brain health, whether or not you've had a head injury, because the same mechanisms apply in neurodegenerative disease, I'd like to introduce you to a cutting-edge new brain support formula from my friends at Thorne. It's called Cinequel. If you're recovering from a head injury or play contact sports, you should pay special attention. Cinequel is formulated with the best research nutrients that support healthy brain structure and cognitive function. Cinequel's active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and help protect against oxidative stress. It's available in 2 strengths, Cinequel for everyday maintenance, which I take, and Cinequel Plus, which provides higher amounts of certain nutrients for shorter-term post-impact support. For more information and to purchase Cinequel, just go to dearhoffman.com/thorn. It's spelled with an E, T-H-O-R-N-E.
There you'll also find some of my other favorite Thorne products. That's drhoffman.com/Thorne for the essential nutritional brain support formula, Cinequel. Check it out. All right, this morning, it's a little warmer. You know, we've had some cold, blustery weather. And when I grew up in Southern California, it was always, you know, great weather. It's almost never an excuse to not run. But here, I used to think that running outside was a daunting proposition. That's before I got used to the climate here. And I remember my first run on Thanksgiving Day. I said, oh, my goodness, you can actually run outside in the Northeast on November 24th or November 25th. But I tried to run year-long, and I got now the clothes and the right mental attitude to undertake it. And this morning, there was a little break in the weather, and I ran outside. So, interesting study here about preventing knee replacement surgery. And it turns out, amazing statistics, 790,000 knee replacements are done each year in the United States. The average cost is 31,000, although there are vast discrepancies because in some places you can get a knee replacement for on the cheap for $11,000. That's in Montgomery, Alabama, versus here in New York City, everything's more expensive, $69,500 for the same knee surgery. So go figure. It's a great surgery if you, you know, really immobile and, you know, you can't do anything, you can't exercise. But it, unfortunately, the dissatisfaction rate with knee replacements, according to statistics, is anywhere from 6 to 30%. 50,000 hip replacement surgeries. So the story here, stronger thigh muscles may help prevent knee replacement surgery. So something as simple as some exercise to strengthen your thighs, and it could be squats or it could be, you know, working out on the machines. There's things you can do at home. I mean, you can do squats in your living room, you know, even without weight. It's going to help make your knee more stable. It's about the quadricep muscles, which are the muscles on the tops of your legs, the upper part of your leg on the front surface. Research is reporting that having stronger quadricep muscles may help lower a person's risk of having knee replacement surgery. Stronger muscles in the thigh can help stabilize the knee joint and reduce pressure on it. Activities like running, cycling, weightlifting, and yoga, there are yoga positions which really make your thighs burn, are among ways to strengthen leg muscles. So don't skip those leg days. It turns out that leg muscles help stabilize the knee joint, especially the extensor muscles on the front of the thigh and the hamstrings and back. The two muscles act as counterforces, and the balance between them helps to protect the knee joint. So they did a study. The researchers compared 67 people that had total knee replacement and a single knee with 67 control participants who had their original knees. They compared MRIs, and what they found was that higher volumes of the quadriceps muscles, the hamstrings, and the gracilis, which is a long, thin muscle on the inside of the thigh, were also linked with lower odds of total knee replacement. So there you have it. Don't skip your leg days because, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, what do I do now that I'm bone on bone and they tell me I need a knee replacement? I say, well, you know, let's go back in time. What could you have done preventively? Same thing with back problems, same thing with a lot of problems. Prevention is the key to addressing the enormous number of people who have to undergo these procedures. And they're great. You know, it's a modern miracle because you can go from immobility to walking with a knee prosthetic. But why go there if there's a way to prevent it? 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. That's 800-945-4062.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 for calls. And when it comes to COVID, we made a lot of mistakes. We called for measures that didn't help very much. So when people were afflicted with COVID, first of all, we said, let's all stay at home. Well, that didn't help very much. And then they came up with, I know, let's have everyone take the precaution of wearing masks. And then, I know, let's try vaccines. And then people would still get COVID. I mean, albeit perhaps a milder form of COVID, we can acknowledge maybe it might have helped some people have less serious outcomes. Then there, remember those plexiglass barriers? I know, let's install plexiglass barriers everywhere, in supermarkets, in, you know, all these places where the air could travel around it. You know, kind of, when I first saw that, I said, how do we know that that's making a difference? But they did it anyway at the cost of millions and millions of dollars. And then they came up with the idea of, and it's eminently sensible, makes sense, let's get air cleaners. Let's get better ventilation. And so at the cost of millions of dollars, ventilation systems were upgraded to purify the air and get the germs out. Well, they did a study on this, new study. It's done in the UK. They say that air cleaners are designed to filter pollutants or contaminants out of the air that passes through them. When the COVID pandemic hit, many large companies and governments, including the National Health Service, the British military, and New York City and regional German governments, investigated installing this type of technology in a bid to reduce airborne virus particles in buildings and small spaces. But these treatment technologies can be expensive. So, therefore, this study was undertaken to weigh the benefits against the costs and to understand whether these technologies really worked. So the research team studied evidence about whether air cleaning technologies make people safe from catching airborne respiratory or gastrointestinal infections. They looked at 32 studies, all conducted in real-world settings like schools or senior care homes. So far, none of the studies of air treatment started during the COVID era have been published, but in short, we found no strong evidence that air treatment technologies are likely to protect people in real-world settings. So, yeah, what kind of makes sense? Let's filter the air. Let's get the germs out. But possibly you can reduce pollutants, and that's a good thing. You know, all these airborne particles in urban environments, yeah, we want to get that air out. And that is, there's no question, 100% that's harmful. Or the potential for reducing allergens, people who have severe allergies. Well, maybe you can suck out some of the pollen and some of the airborne particles that trigger allergic reactions. But they actually say that our results are disappointing, but it's vital that public health decision makers have a full picture. So they're awaiting studies during COVID to come out, but apparently, yet another strategy to curb outbreaks not working. Here's a strategy that I've adopted, and I recommend that you adopt. With winter coming and all the health issues it brings, now is the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be and to build your natural immunity. It's time to empower your immune system. That's IMM Power. Empower supercharges your immunity because it's made from AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts to ever come out of Japan. It's been shown to enhance your immune protection by over 300%. Good studies to support that and has the robust research to prove it. Empower is my first go-to when it comes to immune support. I personally take it daily and prescribe it to my patients in need of immune support, and who doesn't these days? So if you're looking for a way to supercharge your immune system protection and build your natural immunity, Empower is the solution for you. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800 800-422-5518, 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout and get a 20% first-time discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for Empower. All right, they say that it's great being a guy. You know, we have so many advantages over women, but it's a sad fact that according to the latest research, U.S. men die 6 years before women as the life expectancy gap widens. It's not clear why, but there's an increase in deaths from violence, suicide, drug use disorders, and alcoholic liver disease. And it's being worsened by COVID, that gap.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family.
Our local writing community is thriving. With your first draft in NaNoWriMo complete, there's a lot more to learn about getting your story into the hands of readers. Find Reading Writers Forum on Facebook to connect. And of course, this holiday season, we want to give a big shout out to our troops for the opportunity they've given us to create freely. So this Christmas, we give a big salute to our troops.
Ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. The cleanup and the grieving are underway in central Tennessee, where at least six people died and homes were destroyed in devastating storms over the weekend.
Crews were already at work cleaning down trees and restoring power to homes in Nashville, where people fled to safe rooms as Saturday's tornadoes struck.
Sounded like an explosion went off. You could hear stuff flying everywhere.
Greg Chance says he's grateful no one was hurt at his home, but he's mourning the death of a friend whose trailer home flipped onto another.
He lost his love.
Also killing a woman and her two-year-old son in the trailer below.
Se volcó el otro trailer.
The woman's brother arrived from Atlanta, having to tell family what happened. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former President Trump decided against testifying for a second time at his New York civil fraud trial. In a social media post Sunday, the former president said he, quote, very successfully and conclusively testified last month and saw no need to appear again. At a gathering of the New York Young Republicans Club Saturday, former president said the prosecutions against him are only designed to hurt him politically.
They're weaponizing law enforcement for high-level election interference because we're beating them so badly in the polls. And, you know, one thing about running, I think probably, historically, if they wanted to run against me, they wouldn't have indicted me four times. Do you agree? And civil suits also. We don't even talk about them.
The National Conservatives, who ruled Poland for 8 years, are finally expected to start relinquishing power to centrist bloc led by political veteran Donald Tusk. The transition will come in several steps over 3 days, beginning on Monday. News and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Toyota is expanding battery recycling.
Toyota Motor North America is teaming with battery recycling materials and management company Serva Solutions to expand its battery recycling network. Toyota says its battery collection efforts will include those from hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and battery electric vehicles. Toyota's collaboration with Serva Solutions will focus on the collection, transportation, dismantling, and processing of end-of-life lithium-ion electrified vehicle batteries from the Midwest and East Coast regions. Processing will take place at Serva Solutions' Lancaster, Ohio facility. John Scott reporting.
Jonathan Glazer's chilling Auschwitz set drama, The Zone of Interest, has been named Best Movie of the Year by the Los Angeles Film Critics Association. The critics group announced its pick late Sunday after a day-long meeting. It also awarded prizes for Glazer's directing and Mika Levy's score. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A new nuclear missile is coming, a gigantic ICBM called the Sentinel.
The Air Force says the $96 billion Sentinel overhaul involves 450 silos in 5 states, their control centers, 3 nuclear missile bases, and several other testing sites. Officials say while the changes could improve the efficiency and quality of life on the bases, it also creates problems the Minuteman missiles have never faced. Jason Walker reporting.
An Iowa man's under arrest in the death of a Catholic priest who was stabbed to death in the rectory of his small Nebraska church. The pastor was assaulted during an invasion of St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Fort Calhoun, dying from his injuries. Police received a 911 call reporting an attempted break-in, and when they arrived, they found the injured prelate and the alleged attacker. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, celebrating the 16th annual Subaru Share the Love event, going on now through January 2nd. For every new Subaru purchased or leased during the event, Subaru will donate a minimum of $300 to charities like the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. To learn more, go to Subaru.com/share. Subaru, more than a car company.
Now, when radio was brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
Hey, folks, up first, it's the second half of an episode from the Red Skelton Variety Series. Then the holiday offerings continue as we have Bob Bailey in Let George Do It and the production Santa Claus in Glass. Let's get right into it. As we resume, Red is about to be heard as Junior, that mean little kid. Verna Felton is his grandmother. It's from December 24th of 1946.
A home with a tree, the warm spirit of love, and a child is truly the meaning of peace on earth, goodwill toward men.
Oh,
Junior is. He never stays away this long. Pat, what did you get Junior for Christmas?
I got him what every boy like him should have, my dear. A muzzle with straight jacket to match.
Oh, Pat, you didn't.
Well, what's wrong with it?
I got him the same thing.
By the way, has the boy hung up his stocking?
Has he? Every pair he has. Plus his high tops and a windsock from the airport.
Open the door!
Fasten your safety belt. There he is now.
Open the door.
Well, where have you been? Where did you get all those presents?
Not so loud, not so loud. I think I'm being followed.
You mean there's a man out there? Good heavens! Maybe he wants to kidnap you.
No, well, don't look so happy about it.
Where have you been, Junior?
Down at the corner drugstore. Yeah, have you been worried about me, had you?
Yeah.
I was down there and I thought I'd never get waited on. Hey, you don't have a charge account at the drugstore, does you?
No.
You does now.
Well, I hope you didn't give them a lot of trouble at the drugstore.
They kept me waiting so long that when I finally did get waited on, I fixed them, boy. I bought a box of bobby pins and made them gift wrap, every one of them.
That was very nice of you. Sure. What do you think Santa Claus would do if he heard about it?
I don't care. I didn't get to see him this year to tell him what I want. And I don't care. Let it get back to him. I don't care. No, let him know I is bad. Let him know I is bad. If he has any ideas of bringing me anything, just tell him to forget about it. I'm going to wait up for him. When he's not looking, I'm going to grab him and push him in the closet and lock him in there. And then I'm going to be the new Santa Claus. Not going to have big, vicious-looking reindeers, fuzzy with fangs on them. They got great, big spikes for horns. And they will sneak up, and I'm not looking, they will trample. Oh, no!
What's the matter?
I scared me, Joe.
No, it's all right.
No, it's not. I said bad things about Santa Claus.
But don't worry about it. He won't forget you. He likes good little boys.
That's what I mean. Goose, you could serve me for dinner tomorrow.
Now, that's enough now. What did you buy for Christmas?
What'd you buy me, Junior?
Well, you never guess. Here, look.
It looks like a tie box.
Well, that's what I thought you'd think it was, and you're going to be surprised when you open it up.
Why?
There's nothing in it, nothing.
Imagine our little grandson doing his own shopping. You know, Pat, it's things like this that makes me sorry I ever grew up.
Oh, you didn't grow up, Grandma. You just grew out.
Well, Verna, my dear, we've taken our age gracefully. Still young in heart. And one nice thing about our age, people no longer tell us we're getting old.
That's very sweet of you, Pat.
Boy, he's bucking for something. You know, Christmas spirit's got him. Only last week, Grandma, he said you helped Paul Revere saddle his horse.
Yes, I was only telling the boy a bedtime story.
Well, Junior, I'll have you know I'm not that old.
Oh, no? Hey, the British is coming!
Good luck, Paul. Drop me a card from Lexington. I think it's time for you to go to bed.
No, I'm not sleeping.
But this is the night when Santa Claus comes.
Well, I don't care.
Take this popcorn ball. You might want to gnaw on something.
Did you make them?
Yes.
Well, if it's all the same to you, I just gnaw on the bedpost. It's easier on me teeth.
Now, they're not that bad.
Oh, no. I start chewing them and I wind up gumming them. Hey, good night, Grandpa. I hope Santa Claus brings you what you wanted.
Well, I asked him to bring me a new Buick Roadmaster.
One like Red Critic, huh? A maroon one with white wheels?
Yep.
The top goes up and down?
Yep.
One that's all shiny new?
Yep.
Oh, you dreamer, you. You know, I was going to get you a new Bell and Howell Camaro, you know, but to replace your brownie. You
really?
Know? Yeah, but every time Bell put my name down, Howell rub it off.
You've stalled long enough. Hurry off to bed, dear. Okay. Santa is due here now.
Well, I don't think he'll be coming here. I've been pretty unbearable lately.
Oh,
you know?
He's pretty fair. I think he'll overlook a few things.
A few things, yeah. But when I close my eyes and see all the things I wrecked this year, I sort of put that atomic bomb in the firecracker class, you know. Well, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. There's somebody up on the roof. Now they're downstairs. They're downstairs. I better go down and see who it is. I wonder what time it is. Maybe it's a stick up. The clock's got both hands straight up, straight up. Where's me pop gun? I'll sneak down and scare them away. I will. I'll slide down the banister and then they won't hear me. Oop, I forgot something. More comfortable with pajamas on. Look, who's asleep in the chair there? Danny Claus. I'm going to pull his beard and see if it's really him. Oh, the beard is really connected to him. Boy, I pull it and his ears stood straight out.
Well, Junior, why aren't you in bed? It's late.
Well, you reindeers woke me up. I didn't think I'd get to see you this year,
you know. That's right. I missed you down at the department store.
Yes, you did.
Here, sit on Santa's lap.
Oh. Boy, you sure is soft, ain't you, huh? Who built you, Simmons? Huh? Boy, you look like a family-sized bottle of ketchup, you guys. Old bloodshot blimp he is. Oh, boy. How come you went to sleep in a big chair?
Well, this is the last house on my route. I wasn't sleeping, just resting my eyes and thinking.
Is you tired, Santa Claus?
No, not tired. Disillusioned. For years, I've believed that everyone lived with the spirit of giving in their hearts for 365 days a year. Not just at Christmas time.
Oh, you don't know the half of it, Santa Claus. You ought to sneak up on them around summertime. Boy, it's getting so people don't even shake hands anymore, you know? They can't get a good enough grip because of the greased palms, you know? You don't know the half of it. Santa, you had tears in your eyes. Is smog burning them?
No, I've been thinking maybe it'd be better if I stopped coming back.
Oh?
Stopped trying to bring the spirit of giving into the hearts of the world.
Oh, Santa Claus, you can't do that. You gotta come back. So many people love you. Not for what you bring them, but because you're the symbol of goodness.
But only for a short time. I think it'd be better if I never came back again.
Oh, please, Santa Claus. It'll be better next year, it will.
Well, I'll think it over. Just remember, Junior, greed is the greatest weapon of war.
Yeah, I know. Grandma tells her since like a little time.
Well, I must be getting along.
Oh?
Oh! Say, I almost forgot to ask you. What do you want for Christmas?
Oh, well, now you don't have to bring me nothing, goodness. I haven't been very good this year, and I won't ask for anything. That'll probably be the best thing I've done this year.
Well, I don't think you've been that bad.
You is tired, ain't you?
Now, just reach in the bag and get whatever you want.
Well,
there's not much left.
Okay, anything will beat that piece of junk you brought me last year, boy.
That wasn't junk.
It is now, boy. Hey, what kind of book is this? What kind of book
Mother
is
Goose.
This?
Mother Goose. Would you like to have it? I got to be going, and my wife will be wondering what's become of me.
You have that trouble, too, huh? Mm-hmm. I'll run upstairs and watch you take off.
All right.
Oh, boy. Oh, look at them reindeers. They look like ponies with hall trees in their heads. Look.
Goodbye, Junior.
Bye.
I feel much better. And I'll be watching my daily report for more brotherly love. Sure, and helping along.
I do me best, Annie Claus.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Annie Claus. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Christmas Eve 1946 with Red Skelton as Junior, the Mean Whittle Kid. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, it's a holiday episode from the detective series Let George Do It, starring Bob Bailey. It begins right after this break.
Whether you're born country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade. At historic Haas Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country-covered wagon or the mighty Haas Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Haas Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichaasfarms.com or simply head out to Haas Farms and yell, Merry Christmas. They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Haas.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and now a Christmas episode from the Mutual Detective series Bob Bailey starred in before he moved to CBS, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Bailey is joined by Virginia Gregg as Brooksy, Irene Tedrow is Verna, Bob Griffin is Suchek, Larry Dobkin as Farnum, and Barney Phillips as Bertie. It's from Christmas Day, 1950.
Personal notice, danger's my stock and trade. Except today. If you've got a job that's too tough for you to handle, then it's too tough for me. Merry Christmas, George Valentine. And don't bother me with details. Standard Oil Company of California, on behalf of independent Chevron gas stations and Standard stations throughout the West, invite you to Let George Do It. Santa Claus in Glass, a transcribed adventure of George Valentine. Stabbed, I said. S-T-A-B-B-E-D. Stabbed. This bird's been stabbed.
What's he say we should do, George?
Listen, Johnson, I don't want to work on Christmas any more than you do, but
did
will you...
Did you tell him that's the way we found him,
Hold
George?
Hold it, Brooksy. I can't hear. Yeah, that's right, Johnson. He was all trussed up and everything, but... What? Head? What head? He doesn't have one, naturally. That's the point. The knife must have... Oh. Oh, I get it, Johnson. Okay, see you later.
Well, George?
Hey, what happened to the radio? Ah, there we are.
For heaven's sake, it's almost 3 o'clock. What did he say?
He says, his wife says, just put some stuffing where the butcher tore the skin and shove it in the oven.
Oh, thanks.
I thought you told me you knew how to cook a duck.
Well, I do, stupid, but the skin's too tough to sew. It just never occurred to me to use stuffing at both ends.
Relax, I said. You know, I like the way you baste that critter. Just like my mother used to do. Efficiency and tender care. There's a real art to it.
Oh, I'm full of old-fashioned virtues.
You know, it's funny the things you remember about Christmas. We always had the whole family for dinner, including a spinster aunt who played the little star of Bethlehem on a cornet.
Cornet. We had a second cousin who yodeled after his third eggnog. Oh, George, after all this time, there's still so many things we don't know about each other.
Angel, come here. Come on now, put that spoon down.
Yes, sir.
Well, the mistletoe is in the other room, and the kitchen is not very romantic, but... well, this has been a pretty swell Christmas. The best we've ever had together.
So all kidding aside, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. You're very welcome.
Now, we still have some work in there, setting the table.
Yes, George.
And some more music to hear. Enough to last us till next year. What's the matter, Brooksy?
Oh, George, I can't help thinking. I know it's Christmas, but that silly ad you put in the paper, don't bother me with details.
Oh, nobody even read it.
It's just daring people to bother you,
look,
George.
Look, it's afternoon already, isn't it? Has anybody been
George, don't answer the door. It's too early for anybody for dinner, and it's too late
hey,
for...
Hey, this is your apartment, not mine. Nobody knows I'm here.
Christmas is for us, George, and for happy people. It's not for trouble and danger and all...
It's for a little faith in human nature, Angel. Everybody else feels the same way we do. What do you want to bet this is only a... Well, hello. Who are you?
You were looking in the keyhole.
Yeah, that's right. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same to you. But aren't you liable to get hurt doing that?
No, not today. Nobody takes offense. Peace and goodwill.
Look, who are you, friend? What do you want?
Nothing. I don't want nothing. It's just a... Well, Merry Christmas.
There you are, Angel. See what I told you?
I'm the new elevator man. My name's Ferdy.
Oh!
And according to my list, your name is Miss Brooks. But don't think I haven't noticed you already. You're a lucky man, sir. I said to myself, now there's a young lady with mistletoe in her eyes.
Excuse me. I mean, thank you. Just a second.
Hey, you always get some. Never fails. Mistletoe in their eyes. I kind of like that kind of talk.
Okay, so you're a student of human nature. Where did she go?
Here. It's all wrapped. I meant to give it to you earlier. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Oh, well, a little present for the elevator man. Now, ain't that a surprise?
Oh, yes. Yes, Ferdy, isn't it?
I'm afraid it's not much.
Don't you apologize, miss. Most exciting things come in little packages, I say.
Oh, yeah, sure. I say that, too. Well, your problem's settled now, friend, so we'll see you later, huh?
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute there.
Oh, George, who else did I forget to
search
get?
Search me.
Hold it. I said I got a package delivery.
I'll take it. I'm your man.
Package? Who's it for?
Mr. Eric Suchek.
For him, huh?
Who's Eric Suchek?
Down the hall. He's an older man, sort of continental. I don't know what he does. I've never really talked to him, but he's... Very interesting looking.
Down the hall, you say? Which door?
I'll take it for you, Mac. I'll take it.
Oh, no, you won't. Special delivery service. Besides, I'm out for my own tips.
Mr. Suchek's asleep. He told me to take anything it came from.
Asleep this time of day? You sure?
Well, you guys figure it out. Come on, Angel, back inside.
Wonder what it is, George. Such a fancy wrapping.
I don't know, but curiosity.
Let's have it, Mac. I ain't got all day.
Suchek's an actor or something. Or used to be in Europe. It's probably something romantic from a woman.
Oh. Yeah. Now, let's have the package, Mac, and here's your tip.
Hey, what is this?
George, look.
It's a present the lady just gave me. A necktie, I suppose. They always are. You need it worse than I do, Mac.
Well, it's a little irregular.
Suchek will make it up to me. Merry Christmas, folks.
Well, the holiday's getting a little commercialized.
Did you see? He gave him my necktie, my present. He just gave it away.
Well, we expect something better out of Suchek.
We shouldn't have let him do it,
well, it's
George.
None of our business, Angel.
That elevator man's up to something. I know he is. George, what do you suppose was in that special package?
Hey, stop it.
How do you do? Season's greetings, that sort of thing.
Thanks. Who are you?
You don't mind if I step in for just a moment, do you?
What?
Thank you so much.
Sure. Come right on in. This is Grand Hotel.
I beg your pardon? Oh, yes, I see.
Well, I'm so glad somebody does.
Farnham is the name, Leopold J. Farnham, and I assure you I'm more embarrassed than you are. I say, you're having duck, aren't you? I can smell it.
I doubt if there's enough to go around, Mr. Farnham. Maybe what you're looking for is a Tom and Jerry.
Oh, no, please. Please, I didn't want her to see me, that's all.
Her?
I'm so sorry. It's perfectly all right, really. I was just, I was on my way to Suchek's apartment.
Suchek, huh?
Yes. Oh, he's quite a popular fellow. The old world charm, the gaiety, the hand-kissing, that sort of... But your neighbors, you know him, of course.
I'm beginning to want to. What's this, who's this her, Mr. Farnham?
Oh, just someone I saw coming off the elevator. A little social faux pas, nothing more. I wanted to keep the day happy. She's gone down the hall now anyway, and I can slip to the stairs.
But tell us why you aren't...
Much obliged, and I hope you enjoy that duck.
The Mad Hatter.
Darling, what's going on?
Wait a minute. A lot of mink coat down the hall there.
Oh, knocking at Mr. Suchek's door.
Yeah.
So that's the woman Mr. Farnham was talking about, George.
Yes, so. Come on, you. If other people can play games, I guess I can,
now,
too.
George, you stay here. Don't you dare get mixed up in it.
I just want to tell her she's not knocking loud enough.
Eric? Oh, Eric.
Excuse me, but I heard the elevator man say Mr. Suchek was still asleep.
What?
Who are you? This is Mr. Valentine, and I'm Claire Brooks. I live next door, you see.
But asleep? It's after 3 o'clock. What went on here last night? A party? Oh, of course. The man with all the friends. The idol of the dowagers.
Well, they were very quiet. I mean, I heard people leaving his apartment long before midnight.
My apartment, you mean? But it would be decorous, wouldn't it? He's always so decorous. The model of behavior.
Did you say your apartment?
Of course it's mine. Quite a big one, you know. You don't think he could afford it, do you? I'm Mrs. Suchek.
Mrs.?
Or doesn't he tell his neighbors about his wife? Would it spoil that beautiful aura of tragic, unemployed European? Oh, you think I'm really nasty, don't you? I traveled a long way just to wish him Merry Christmas, that's all. And the roads from the country house are such a fright. Such a dreadful...
I just think you didn't knock loud enough. Mr. Suchek. Hey, Mr. Suchek, wake up.
He's really a light sleeper.
Mr. Suchek.
George.
Well, now take it easy, both of you. But hurry up with a key, will you?
Well, I've got it here someplace. I never use it except when I entertain in town once in a while myself. Such a big place, but he takes care of it for me. At least he does that.
There, is that one the key?
Oh, yes. Here. Eric! Eric! Where are you? Eric!
George, stop. Will you look for him?
Well, it's her house, not mine, Brooksing. Hey, what's the matter with you anyway? What do you expect you to find?
He's not here.
Oh. Huh?
Went out someplace. Okay, Mr. Suchek, we'll just move
you. She was here an hour ago.
Huh?
I had my chauffeur phone to make sure. Had him pretend he was somebody else. Eric doesn't like to be surprised. But I was going to surprise him anyway. That's why I couldn't understand that sleeping business.
Funny he didn't wind the clock.
What did you say?
The clock had stopped last night, I guess.
Milk is still on the back porch.
Look, it's closer here. Oh, he just went out someplace.
Why, his bed hasn't been slept in.
Well, he went out last night, then. There's nothing to get all excited about.
Oh, don't leave me. Please don't leave me.
All right, Mrs. Suchek. What are you so nervous about? Why do you think something's wrong?
Oh, it's Christmas. I don't want to be alone. Oh, I don't know why I didn't stay in the country. There's a wonderful party out there. 16 people for the weekend. And the roads are so frightful. They always give huge parties on Christmas. It's one of the nice things about inheriting a lot of money.
Why worry about something you don't like, anyway?
What? Oh. Well, why not? I never know what he's up to. My friends in town think he's wonderful and so charming, and he's always getting into confidential little deals with them. My friends, mind you, not his. All so rich, and he just loves rich people.
All right, let's get off the subject. Turn on the radio.
Listen. I used to be a musician, you know. A very bad one. Studied in Paris. Yes, Mr. Valentine, I'm very nasty. I'm sorry. I'm worried about him. We're so far apart, and he's up to something. I don't know what it is, but it is Christmas.
Oh, Mrs. Suchek, did you say your husband didn't have any money?
What? Well, really, he's not a little boy, for heaven's sake, running around without pocket money. He does get his allowance. No. No, he doesn't work. Just charming, that's all. It was different 20 years ago. Over there, he was an actor. But then they closed the theaters in Europe. You can't live on pride forever, can you? Oh, run along, you two. This is absurd and ridiculous, and I'm tired and would like to take a nap.
Okay. Come on, Brooksie.
George, I ask about money because he's got a bank book in there on his desk.
Huh?
And it shows a balance of several $1,000, all deposited in the last few months.
Nosy.
But he has notes about meeting people at all hours, too. Deliver shipment to Joe at 3 o'clock. Steamship docking at 7 a.m. Pier 52. Get bids from jewelers on... Anyway, that kind
skip
of...
Skip it.
But shouldn't we say something? And shouldn't we ask about that man who was just up
Leave
the hall?
Leave her alone, Brooksy. We don't know what kind of a guy her husband is or what he's up to.
I wonder if she does. Oh, are you coming, too?
It's cold here. I don't like it. I'm going to run down to a hotel.
Okay, which one? I want to phone you after I've had a little talk with the elevator man.
Yes, he was so positive about Mr. Suchek being asleep.
Never mind. See you later, Mrs. Suchek.
Oh, wait a minute. Miss Brooks, you didn't see a mirror in there, did you? The room beyond?
What?
A mirror, a hand mirror. I left it here the last time. It's gold, has my initials, and there's a diamond thing. Well, I guess it's just mislaid or something. It's not important. Never mind.
George.
Hey, what's the matter with you, friend?
Nothing. I'm all right.
Freddie, you were just blind.
We checked
Bill.
Both elevators. Couldn't
I'm
find
you. Fine, it. I tell you.
But look at your room. All your presents.
Leave me alone. And thank you. Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Very merry one. Buster, who hit you?
Nobody.
You didn't catch that mouse with cheese.
Nobody. I told you I'm all right. Leave me alone.
Oh, yes. And nothing's going on today. And I suppose Mr. Suchek is fine, too. Your big operator friend who sleeps, says you.
I didn't do nothing and nobody hit me.
All these presents. But where's that package of Suchek's, the one you took delivery for?
George, it's not here, is it? Is that why somebody hit you, Ferdy?
I don't know a thing. And I'm sick of this job anyway, so goodbye and Happy New Year. Oh,
George, what's going on? What is it?
He's not sick of this job. He's just got an angle on a better one. Come on, back up to the lobby.
Angle? Everybody's got an angle.
But you were right. Somebody must have taken a Suchek package away from him, Brooksy. What the heck kind of thing this is?
Excuse me, Mac.
Okay, don't mention it.
Hey, wait a second. You live around here? Know where I can find a guy named Suchek? They got a package for him.
Oh, no, not another one.
Let me see.
Sorry, it's insured.
Well, I could take it for him.
George.
This ain't no Christmas present, buddy. It's from Holland, insured for $5,000. Just tell me where...
He's not at home.
Says you. I got a phone number on him. I'll find out. And you look so trustworthy.
Well, we're telling the truth. He's really not...
I know, lady. Just give me the package. What do you think this badge and gun is for on us?
Hello. Yes. Hello.
Not at home, huh?
George.
What number did you dial?
Armored delivery, Mr. Suchek.
Oh, yeah. I was expecting you to call. You have a shipment for me.
Number upstairs. What do you think, wise guy? Well, there's no apartment number, Mr. Suchek, so if you'll just
I don't want it, please. I don't want that one. Not today.
It's marked special.
I'm sorry. I am home, but you'll have to wait delivery until tomorrow, please.
Okay, sir. Not at home. The things people will pull. And on Christmas, too.
George, we were just upstairs. He's not there.
Quite an operator, Suchek, for a man with no dough, no job, just a lot of connections through his wife. $5,000 packages. I don't blame Freddy for getting interested.
And one of the packages is missing.
Yeah. Let's go see this mighty man. Find out what he is up to behind his wife's back.
See him, but he's
double
not...
Double phone, Angel. It's simple. That's why she thought he was home, too. Her chauffeur phoned earlier, remember?
Double phone?
Yeah, like some doctors have. A special service. Same number in two places.
And he doesn't want people to know. Well, George, it sounds to me more like a double life.
Uh-huh. And one of them's not so good.
Let's pause for a moment. We'll be back with more of Bob Bailey and Let George Do It right after this.
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care?
Fall head over heels with Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs, a 3-CD collection of 75 classic love songs brought to you by MusicRewind.com.
Writing love letters in the sand.
Darling, you send me.
Whisper sweet nothings while listening to the original recordings of legendary performers from the 50s, including Tony Bennett, Elvis Presley, Perry Como, Patti Page, Nat King Cole, Dean Martin, Doris Day, Buddy Holly, and many more.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a
silly grin.
Order Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code LOVE77.
Somewhere along the way, take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise.
Go to MusicRewind.com to get Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs today for just $19.98 or call 855-798-5556. Use promo code LOVE77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember, promo code LOVE77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
There's a lot that can go wrong in your business, but there's one thing that will eventually go wrong that you can be prepared for if you act right now. That is backing up your personal and business data. Someday, somewhere, that one-inch piece of plastic that powers your computer will fry, or someone will hack into your system, and you'll be left wondering, gee, do I have all of my stuff backed up? Emergencies with your data will happen. So today, you should have one hard copy backup in your office and two copies in the cloud. Act today to protect your small business, or you may regret it.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
And now, let's get back to an episode of Let George Do It, entitled Santa Claus in Glass. This is when radio was.
Studio on the top floor, according to the phone company. Not quite as fancy as the apartment.
No, but it'd be a lot more convenient for meeting the kind of people you wouldn't want in your wife's place.
Oh, I don't know. They got him listed as being in the import-export business.
Phew.
Hey, look who's here.
Hello, Mr. Valentine. Been waiting. I saw you drive up and look around outside.
Mr. Farnham.
And you know my name now, huh?
No, I don't have much time. Yes, of course I do.
Well, I came to see Suchi.
Yes, I know. Naturally, you came because of his wife. She's a strange woman, but you decided she's unhappy and upset about her husband, and you wanted to help her.
Well, you know everything.
I've also found out you're by way of being a detective. I assure you, I've hired plenty of them myself in the past few weeks. So I thought you might respond to a Christmas present.
$100 bill?
Now, I can prove to you that I am perfectly honest. That's more than we can say for Suchek, don't you think?
You didn't act like it. The way you ducked to avoid her...
It's not very easy for a man who's in love with a woman whose husband... Well, anyway...
You mean you and Mrs...
Oh, yes. Of course. She was with me here just now to talk to one of the boarders in this place and to one of my detectives.
Just now? Look, Farnham, what are you...
Now, she's going to meet me at the train, and I don't want to keep her waiting.
Detectives watching Suchek? Those packages of his? This double phone? Did you find that he's a crook?
I'm trying to explain nothing to you. That's what the $100 is for. I don't want her to be any more upset or to know any more than is necessary.
Buster, I'm getting sick and tired of all this fog. Maybe Suchek himself...
I don't even know whether he's up there or not. That's not the point, you see. If there's anything crooked, we will turn it over to the police naturally.
Then what is the point? And why did you have detectives?
Don't you understand the whole thing? Oh. Rich, proud woman who wouldn't divorce her husband because in spite of everything else, he was so decorous. Well, but why that phone? Why these surreptitious visits here? Flowers and wine and perfume. Now, good heavens, you weren't born yesterday, were you? Ah. You hear that? Suchek doesn't play the piano.
Another woman.
Now, I'm sure you understand. It's Christmas. Mrs. Suchek knows all she needs to know now, so let's have no more trouble.
Sure. Okay, Farnham. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Wait a minute, Brooks. Come on.
George, he's right. You're not going to go in there.
Upstairs, I said. Come on, fast.
What do you want?
To see something with my own eyes, that's all. Don't mind if I come in, do you, Mr. Suchek?
Get out of here.
I'm another detective. They've been haunting you, huh?
Well, what are you talking about?
Nothing, I guess, nothing. But it's a woman's place, all right, isn't it? Yeah. Curtains, perfume, sort of simple place,
but... I beg your pardon.
That her picture over there? Where is she, in the other room? Oh, hey, look. You gave her a gold mirror, didn't you?
I told you to get out of here.
Now, take it easy.
Now, get out of here, I said. You...
George, George, you idiot. Going in
there. Never mind, never mind. I'm all right. Come on, find me a phone.
We're going home.
Not until I've got Johnson to pick up that woman.
What?
You heard me, Mrs. Suchek.
Trouble, Mr. Valentine. I got her off the train all right, but the lieutenant says she can sue our shirts off.
Thanks for bringing her here to Miss Brooks' apartment so fast, Sergeant.
Hey, you better get down and prefer charges.
Yeah, sure, and thanks again.
Hello, Mrs. Suchek.
You're insane, of course. I'm insane, too, leaving my country place today.
No, you're not.
Don't open your mouth to me, young man.
Take it easy now, take it easy. Where did you get the package?
George, it's the same original one, the one that
It would be an understatement, wouldn't it, to say that's none of your business?
Okay. Mr. Farnham gave it to you.
How helpful. Now, will you please explain
At least
what...
he's the only one who was around here to have known that Ferdy the elevator man had it.
What?
Well, that's past history, not important. You're quite a guy, your friend Farnham. You meet up with some choice men.
Mr. Valentine, I really think you are insane. I haven't the slightest idea of what on earth you
I noticed before that package has no return address on it. Also, pretty fancy wrapping. Now, a member of a family never thinks of a return address. And, of course, you've got it again, so what is it? Your Christmas present to your husband? Like a bomb, maybe?
Mr. Valentine, we used to be very happy until I became wealthy. Until he became... worthless.
I know. Like a fish out of water. Both of you. Living high, wide, and handsome.
Let's unwrap it, lady.
Oh.
Yeah, it's me. Been waiting for you to get back, Valentine. I thought you'd figure it out.
Thanks, Ferdy. But is that gun necessary?
Yeah. I want the package, lady.
No.
Give, lady.
Buster, you're not a very bright man. All day you've been out for a fast buck. Well, this isn't it.
Is that so?
Give that back. Mrs. Suchek, I'll have to admit I'm a little curious myself.
Yeah, that's more like it. Here we are.
A Santa Claus.
How about that?
Hmm. Paint's all chipped. Looks European.
Glass. A glass Santa Claus.
Well, Mrs. Suchek, I was curious, too. But more about the way you and your husband apparently treated each other. You can't live on pride forever, you said.
I don't want to talk about my husband.
I know. And Farnham took you over there, and some boarder gave you the gossip. Some detective who'd watched your husband sneak in there once in a while on holidays.
Jeez.
And I went over myself, and I heard a phonograph record playing piano music. You used to play the piano, didn't you? Studying music in Paris?
George, it was a phonograph?
That's what first tipped me. Noël is a French carol, isn't it?
What are you talking about?
About how Christmas isn't for trouble or danger.
That's what you think.
Oh, you'll get out of this.
Santa Claus is hollow, ain't it?
What?
They smuggle things in hollow things, don't they? A big operator like Suchek.
Oh, look out! He'll break it!
Good night, stupid!
Oh, damn it, George!
Oh. I couldn't reach it in time. There's nothing in it, though, is there?
There's not much in Ferdy anymore, either. Oh, no. Please, Mrs. Suchek, stop it.
Sorry.
Listen to me. Quick. Did Farnham produce a girl who lived in that studio today?
I don't want to see her. I don't want to know who she...
Would your husband give a mirror with your initials on it to somebody else? And that lush apartment of yours down the hall. He hates what that stands for as much as you do, doesn't he? Oh, but you've both got to be so proud. But I'll get back to that other place, the other woman. The secret, simple thing in his life he escapes to sometimes, because I saw it. Yeah, I barged in. But I didn't see her.
You what?
But I saw her picture, all right. Yeah, a lovely blonde girl. Her clothes are old-fashioned. There's a French taxicab in the background. Why don't you understand, Mrs. Suchek? That double life of his is about as sinister as this memory, this Santa Claus you picked to give him for Christmas. It's a picture of a girl who looks just like you about 20 years ago. Mrs. Suchek, the other woman is you.
Time to take a short break. We'll wrap up this Let George Do It episode right after this.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Riverfront Playhouse presents a good old-fashioned big family Christmas. A comedy by Pat Cook and directed by Andrew Gibson. Follow the chaotic holiday celebrations of the Vanderhoff family as they gather for Christmas. The family faces a series of hilarious and unexpected events, testing their bonds and highlighting the true meaning of togetherness. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store Redding, a good old-fashioned big family Christmas. December 1st through 17th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
And now back to Santa Claus in Glass with Bob Bailey on When Radio Was.
But George, she's changed so much.
Well, both of them did, Angel. They were miles apart, I guess. Only still not quite ready to forget a dream of what they used to be like, even though they wouldn't admit it.
But all those packages of his, the other ones, those phony-looking shipments back and forth from Europe.
Darling, your imagination's as bad as Ferdy's, the ex-elevator man. Hot goods, smuggling. Where do you get all these ideas? Why not believe the facts? The phone company said he was a small-scale importer. Now, express companies don't smuggle for people. A man could get a bank account from an honest business he was building up on the side. A man with the right background and rich friends to deal with.
You've
listened to too many radio mysteries. Oh, I know I'm not clairvoyant. It was Farnham's behavior that made me curious, that's all.
You mean being so anxious to make sure that Suchek never got the sentimental gift from his wife? The Santa Claus from their first Christmas tree together?
Uh-huh. And then asking us not to dig any deeper. Not wanting her to see any more over at that studio than he'd already arranged for her to see in here.
So you just barged right in. Oh, darling, you're wonderful.
I'm lucky. I knew when Suchek hit me, nobody would have been that mad except a guy caught with his own sentiments down. Besides, you told me a long time ago, Christmas isn't for bad things.
And you told me it's for a little faith in human nature. And you had it. And Mr. Suchek's getting on his feet again, and his wife is opening her eyes, and they're really back together now.
Sure, sure, sure. It's for happy endings.
It's for mistletoe in the eyes, George. I like that line. Well, you needn't turn your nose up at it. Not after all you've done.
Okay, today. Angel. I'll turn my nose down again. Come here. Yeah, you're right. Christmas is for not being bothered with details like the smell of burning duck.
Merry Christmas, everybody. This is John Heaston, hoping that your Christmas Day was everything you wanted it to be. Hoping you were with family and friends, and that you've heard from loved ones who were too far away to make the trip home. But just a moment, here's a friend of yours, George Valentine. Tonight we'll introduce him by his real name, Robert Bailey.
Holiday greetings are not my stock in trade. But if you think the job's too tough for me, well, I have news for you. Friends, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to be on the air with you this Christmas time. So, speaking for myself and for everybody in the cast, all I want to say is, we just hope you've had the nicest, happiest Christmas ever.
Now here's a word from the sponsors of Let George Do It, from the Standard Oil Company of California, and from the men at independent Chevron gas stations and Standard stations. Here's what the message says. This is the fourth Christmas time we've been on the air with you. So at this very special time, we feel we're talking to old friends when we say to all of you, heartiest Christmas greetings, and thank you for listening. Good night, friends. Be with you again next week. Tonight's transcribed adventure of George Valentine has been brought to you by Standard Oil Company of California. On behalf of independent Chevron gas stations and Standard stations throughout the West, Robert Bailey is starred as George with Virginia Gregg as Brooksy. Let George Do It is written by David Victor and Jackson Gillis and directed by Don Clark. Irene Tedrow was heard as Verna, Bob Griffin as Suchek, Larry Dobkin as Farnham, Barney Phillips as Purdy, and Bob Bruce as the messenger. The music is composed and presented by Eddie Dunstetter, your announcer, John Heaston. Listen again next week, same time, same station, to Let George Do It.
That holiday episode of Let George Do It was from Christmas Day, 1950. Of course, here on Win Radio Was, most of you know Bob Bailey for the role of insurance investigator Johnny Dollar. But indeed, before 5 years as Dollar on CBS, he spent 8 years on Mutual as Private Eye George Valentine, from 1946 to 54. My question this time is about Bob Griffin. He was heard as Suchek in that holiday episode of Let George Do It. In 1957, he played the police chief in the cult film I Was a Teenage Werewolf. Ah, but do you recall who played the title character? I'll have the answer, and we'll wrap up Win Radio Was right after this.
Do you like a good scare?
It begins, simply, with a voice telling any who will listen a tale of the uncanny.
Radio Spirits and producer-director Jim French bring you an 8-CD collection of spine-tingling stories.
A pale hand stretched out between the gap. Too long to be a child's arm. Too long and withered and waxen. And then it spoke my name.
We invite you to consider Radio Spirit's suspenseful 17-episode set, Imagination Theater in Dark Places.
You have kept me for a long time, peering in from the darkness, waiting just beyond the veil that separates our different worlds. I have waited for you to seize the chance and throw back the veil, to face me and all that you fear. Now, you must witness things from my perspective. Now you're ready to find out what else we have waiting in the darkness.
An unknown power has caused Imagination Theater in Dark Places to suddenly drop in price. Yes, go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code DARK77 to save 50% off the regular price. Now it will only cost you $15.98 and a good night's sleep.
These most rational men would draw their curtains tightly against the night and instill in their children the knowledge that something does exist beyond their own little pools of light.
Summon your own half-price copy of Imagination Theater in Dark Places today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code DARK77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about the 1957 film, I Was a Teenage Werewolf. The title character was played by Michael Landon. 2 years later, he would be cast as Little Joe on the TV western Bonanza, and later produced and starred in the 1970s early 80s series Little House on the Prairie. I'm Greg Beller. We're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.